Coming up on this episode of the Emulate and this podcast, we've tallied up and ranked our top 20 Super Nintendo games of all time. We're going to run down that list from 20 to 1, and then after that, we're going to review Metroid for the NES. All right, let's start the show.
Okay, it just gets insane.
Who are you pointing the finger at? You got to put the blame on someone.
The mayor, and that's the other thing. On the top of the screen, they're tweeting at me.
Yeah.
They're tweeting, this mayor can't seem to get it together. Shit like that. They're talking shit on me.
So you're the mayor.
I'm the mayor.
Episode of Emulate This, high atop Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. Guys, how you doing?
Awesome. Hattie, Hattie.
Let's ask the mayor.
Fucking.
Yeah, what was that? What episode was that from, Mike?
That was from the NARC episode, and you were talking about City Skylines.
Yeah, City Skylines.
City Skylines.
Oh, that's right.
City Skylines. I'm the mayor, and
I just love how
they weren't
delivery.
Pleased.
Yeah. I'm the mayor!
They weren't pleased, and I wanted to abuse my power on them. Too bad the game crashed too many times, and fuck that game. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah.
Indeed. Is there an end to that game?
Or
does
it
just go on forever?
It could go on forever, like SimCity.
To infinity.
And beyond.
That's right. We have a good show today.
Hopefully.
We're going to do our top 20 Super Nintendo games.
We each picked five. Everyone gave a score.
Uh-huh.
And we averaged them out and came up with a list of 20.
We did.
Let's see what happens.
And we have no idea where these games are going to come up
only,
on this list.
Only Mike knows.
Only Mike
knows each other's ratings of our individual picks.
I'm sure a lot of people would be very displeased with some of the placement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to be some butthurt people in this room.
There really will be.
That's fine.
Not in this room. Listeners are going to be like, what the fuck
are
you
people? What's with these fucking
guys? What's wrong with you?
These guys suck.
We should say, though, that the list is... I don't know about you guys, but I know for me, the list is based on how much I want to go back to the game to play it, how much fun it was.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I figured out how to put these games on my own list.
Right.
Nobody asked you.
Okay. I will mute your ass. I will put an echo on your voice. I will fuck you up.
You couldn't handle
it. It's been a long time coming, I think.
You couldn't handle it with echo.
So this is the Metroid episode. We're here. But we did do it once before, but we're finally going to get the chance to put it out there.
That's right.
So other people can enjoy it.
That's right.
So we're going to review Metroid for the NES. I don't know how you guys feel about this game, because I love Super Metroid. And I played that before I played Metroid on NES.
Mm-hmm.
Metroid on NES is kind of like playing a demo.
It's a little
Super Metroid.
Like a prototype.
It's really rough.
To go backwards.
Yeah. But we'll get to that.
I did play the original Metroid at the time.
Me too.
And it did not speak to me.
No. Same.
I had a tough time, but I played it as an adult with a... Well, we'll talk about it. I played it as an adult. Did I say with an adult?
I need an adult!
I need help.
Somebody needs to help me and watch me while I get through this. Hold my hand. Norfair is scary.
And real quick, before we get started, if anyone out there hasn't heard the episode, episode number 58 of the Super Podcast Brothers, which we were guests on, the episode is out there.
Andy was nice enough to say... Guys, go at it. This is a show featuring you. And he did. He just let us fucking bullshit and drink.
Yeah. Those guys are
barge our way into their show.
Like Eric said, be obnoxious.
Yeah.
We're like the morbidly obese person that sits next to you on the bus.
With a cigarette hanging out of
the
mouth.
And then we look at you and say,
no,
can you move over?
Yeah.
Can you move over?
Yeah. But I've been listening to their podcasts, and they are super knowledgeable, and I could see why they got a good following, and
they're very knowledgeable.
It was really cool to be on their show.
It was a great time. If you haven't heard it, we did the most annoying video game characters.
Were you guys happy with that number one pick?
What did it turn out to be?
The Boom Beam Trap from Mega
Man
2.
Oh, that was your pick, right?
I mean, it's not my number one, but I would put it in my top 10. I could see that.
I mean, I'd probably put that in the top five.
It's more confusing and perplexing.
Yeah.
Why did you go with this design, and why does that boss from the Wily levels in Mega Man 2 operate like that, the walls?
Well, it's interesting because... I don't think it was anyone's number. I think he said this was nobody's number one pick.
No.
But it, it was like the only one that was on all six of our lists.
We had it real high, too.
Nobody likes, nobody plays that and goes, awesome. Like, everyone goes, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like a borderline broken part of the game.
And it's a shame because it's really the only broken part of the game.
Right. I mean, that, it's such a great game.
In an otherwise stellar game, it's really the only.
And it's such, thank God. Well, maybe not thank God, but. That it's at the end of the game. Could you imagine if that was the, like, the first boss in the first Wily level?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to continue after that. No. Mm-hmm. So at least they were smart enough to put it before Dr. Wily.
True.
You know?
Do you guys have any picks that you thought would be higher on the list?
I thought the ET pick would go higher.
Okay.
I think I was the only one who put it on their list. The Medusa heads I thought was going to go higher. I think that was like 9.
Was that 9?
Yeah, that's true. I was upset that my like didn't make it at all. But that's okay.
Didn't make the cut.
The hate, yeah.
Right.
The hate
from Zelda.
Hate.
How about you? Hate. Did all of your picks make it?
No, not really. I think
Mordor didn't make it. No, that
one didn't make it.
Yeah.
The creeper from Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. That was number 2, right?
Yeah, that was pretty high up there. I didn't think it would get that high. No. I thought it'd be like, you know, I don't know.
I don't know if it was number 2. It was up there, though.
Yeah.
I think it might have been number 2.
It was my number 2 when I voted. I didn't even think of that.
Really?
Yeah, I was trying to keep it like 2. More retro on my list, but
it was my number 9.
That's a great one.
How many years has Minecraft been out now?
I don't know.
It's still active, I mean, Minecraft is what, 8 years old?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that really make? That don't make it retro.
Well, it's definitely.
Well, that's like saying the 360 is retro.
Not yet. No, it will be one day.
So it's I mean, it's getting there.
Right.
It's good. I'm the mayor.
What's going on over there?
Don't forget, I'm the fucking mayor. I'll tell you when it's retro.
I had a verp.
Oh, you had a verp?
Yeah.
All right. We all cleared up.
I'm the decider.
Put the beer on that fire.
I'm the decider.
Drink more beer. It always helps.
I'm the mayor.
Well.
All right. Now what?
Yeah. Odyssey.
Oh, show's over.
You want to go to the Odyssey?
40-something episodes. You know how it fucking works.
Let's go to the Odyssey. All right, guys, welcome to the Odyssey. I at Top Eastern Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. Rory, what have you been playing?
So, I've been playing... Eric was kind enough to let me borrow Battlefield 1 for the Xbox
One. Nice guy, Eric, over there.
Yeah, aren't I?
Yeah, well, he is the mayor. So, it kind of... I only play campaign. I don't do the deathmatch. I don't give a shit about that.
Right.
The campaign surprised me in that at least some of the chapters were very well done.
It surprises you.
It really surprised me.
Okay.
Considering, I mean, have you ever played Battlefield 3?
Yes.
Ryan and I had like a nightmare of like a whole like three
the helicopter
trying to do.
Or the bus? Remember the?
Oh my god! The bus beginning? And snipers. We're like,
yeah.
Anyway, it's a different Battlefield 3 is garbage, but Battlefield 1 actually the tank one, the British one, the tanks, that was very well done. Great story. I'm always a sucker for a story.
Sure.
And characters. You care about them.
Right.
Now, it's a shame that, like, the real obvious Irish guy gets killed immediately. You're just like, what the fuck, man?
Well, he's all balls, no brains. He's wasted,
yeah.
That's how they go.
It's terrible. That's how they go. And then the one after that, the one where the pilot, who's like a con artist, and the kind of like that one was great.
Oh, yeah.
It is kind of ridiculous to fight on a Zeppelin. Like,
yeah.
That's like... It's funny, like it's kitschy.
It was over the top, but it was awesome.
But then they have the ability to tie it up at the end and say, like, when he goes, I wouldn't lie to you, would I? And like he winks at you and you think, did he just lie? Like, it's a nice open for interpretation because he's a known con artist. So maybe he was just making all that shit up and he did nothing.
Yeah. I like the opening to that game. The first chapter where
the Harlem Hellfighters.
It spans across multiple. Multiple armies.
Infantry.
Yeah, multiple infantry and multiple situations for, you know, multiple sides of the war.
Yeah.
And it just put a real face on it.
Sure.
You know, it made it more personal, like, you know, you had an attachment to it.
I actually wish, I agree with that. Well, at least some of the chapters really dropped the ball. Like the Italian one in the mountains is really bad.
Right.
Like,
well, I'd say the first one I thought was really well done. The first to bring you into the game.
And like, I really wanted to like the Australian one, but like they kind of goofed it up and like, they didn't build up why everyone loves this Australian guy. Like,
right.
Cause he's like all like the action stars from every 80s movie put together.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like they kind of botched.
He's like Crocodile Dundee, but like more badass if that's even possible.
Yeah.
How do you not love him?
I don't.
You know?
I don't know. Like, I didn't like the story that they put him in. Like, I would have liked to see more of him, but like, they didn't build it up, and then he ends up dying anyway. So, like,
how are the weapons in this game?
God. The game's pretty old at this point. What's that?
How are the weapons?
Well, that's funny you say that. I actually, they can't make a game that uses accurate pre-World War II guns. I don't think that they, and make it commercially successful. Like, I've played the Civil War games.
Wouldn't be fun enough.
Not the same company, but the Civil War ones where, like, they use flintlocks and slow loading guns, where literally, like, a gunfight is like a minute. Like, you missed. Right. Then you have to do, like, a whole, the whole, like, 35 second animation of, like, the ramrod and the new ball.
Well, they modded, they, you know, took some liberties with mods on them, but they're absolutely the original weapons from the war.
Okay. How about, I said that poorly. I don't mean that they're not accurate to the time. I'm saying, like, the frequency and the amount of the guns, I don't feel to be accurate. I feel more of them should be having, like rifles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not automatic weapons. Everyone's got automatic weapons. Some people have flamethrowers for some fucking reason.
Well, they had them back then. Didn't they?
I don't know. I'm not a World War I expert. I couldn't tell you. But, like, I like that they went to a new operation.
They did, yeah.
They did, right?
They had flamethrowers.
Right, right.
So, overall...
That's the history buff on the show, Mike. Mike would know.
Well, that's good. I didn't know. I thought that was another liberty that they took with it. Mm. Overall, it was okay.
Okay.
The only thing I would have said that I would have liked more was to have a little more... How do I say this? I don't mind that you get into... Yes, definitely more sex.
Yes.
I don't mind that wars get into... Like, I'm not a video game snob when it comes to shooters. Like, I don't dislike a shooter because it's a shooter.
Mm.
No. People love to rag on the Call of Duty games and how everything is a shooter. And I enjoy shooters. I enjoy turning off my brain and playing a shooter to, like, as a palate cleanser. Like, people eat, like, say, sorbet in between, like, courses.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's filler. It's all fun. You know.
No, I do know what
don't
you're saying.
Take it too serious.
I'm not the type of person that says, like, I can't enjoy a shooter because that's what the whole crowd in the world likes. Like, I can enjoy the campaign of a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how, like, they had the opportunity to get more obscure stuff. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing, like, battles that nobody knows. Like, for again, this is World War II, but, like, why have they never done when the Japanese invaded the Aleutian Islands in Alaska? Like, that would be an excellent level.
Mm.
Like, they had the opportunity to tell stories and snippets. I mean, literally, they were the World Wars. You know, there were colonies of Europe fighting that have nothing to do with, during, like, again, this is World War II. So you had, like, the Indians, a British colony, fighting against, I think, colonies of the Germans.
Right.
So, like, why? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's an interesting story to know.
Right.
They could have
to
done
the masses,
something.
Though? Would the masses care about something like that?
I don't think they play for the historical interest. Like, I think they just play because they like to shoot stuff.
I'd like to have a game where I land on the moon. Like, they have never done that. Why haven't they done that yet?
Fight the moon crabs.
Honestly, they have not done that. You have enough
because there's nothing
capability.
To fight on the moon.
I'm sorry. Have you not played DuckTales?
Woo!
That's true.
Seriously, I want to get I want to do the Apollo mission and land on the moon. Go through the whole training process and everything. You know?
You want
like
a
simulator.
Simulator?
Yeah, like a simulator.
Ryan, you better say copyright.
Not so much simulator where...
There's a 2600 game.
I don't want to spend too much time like dicking
around.
There's
a 2600 game called Space Shuttle, and they attempted to make a simulator.
But it didn't work
out. Well, there you go, Ryan. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Get on that.
2600.
If Activision makes
that game,
we'll
sue Ray. What about,
like,
No Man's Sky?
All right, we'll do it.
No. I don't want any other story. I don't want to go on planets and deal with other bullshit. Wasn't there another game that was in the space?
Kerbal Space
Effect.
Program?
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that. I don't give a fuck about the story.
Mass Effect's great.
I want the mission.
Right.
That's what I want. I don't want the story. I don't give a fuck about the background or anything. I want to go to the moon.
Yeah.
Like, no, honestly. Like, just,
you're on the moon,
I want that to be the mission.
You're to the moon, all right.
You're on the moon.
No, I want that to be
the
mission.
To the moon,
Alice! No, I think there needs to be more games like that, by the way.
Because
we're at the point now where they can create a lot of good stuff. Mission-oriented games are very, like, specific type of games. And drop the fucking story. No one cares.
Some people care.
Some people do care about the story.
All right, well, some people do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
I like Battlefield 1. I thought it was a great campaign. I just wish it was longer. It seemed very short for me.
It's pretty short. It also has, like, this half-assed sneaking mechanic in it.
Yeah,
like,
didn't
it's
bother.
Trying to be Don't Metal bother. Gear Solid, but it's
right.
really not, and it's
no.
terrible, and it's
no.
first person,
yeah.
not third person, so.
No need for that.
I would say, if it's cheap enough, play it for the campaign.
Mm.
All right. Mike, how about you?
It's funny you're saying, like, talk about story. So I'm playing a heavily story-driven game. So I started my own, if you're following me on, or the show on Twitter or Facebook, you'll know that I've started my own personal Halloween fest. this year. So my first game that I'm playing is Alan Wake.
Is that what you call house arrest? That's nice. Okay.
There's another joke.
Time's spooky.
Yours. Time's yours.
Time's yours. We've heard that one before. Mm. Come up with something else.
Time is no longer yours. Okay. All right. Take it away.
Where the fuck was I?
Real quick, Alan Mike. Wake. Alan Wake. Would you rather fight one duck-sized, one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
One.
One?
One.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You would get overtaken by all the duck-sized
horses. The size of the duck, its mouth is huge. Then it's four times the size of you. He could just swallow you.
He's slow. I have more of a shot getting away from a massive duck, like a golem, than 100.
He can fly, you know.
But even if a horse,
he can't fly if he's that big.
Well, what?
Fly. Nope. Fly.
Get out of here. Now you're making up rules to the game. Now you're ducks can fly, damn it.
I didn't know there were rules to this game.
There's two rules.
Yeah, but if a horse was the same size as a duck, it would still have teeth. It would still be able to bite you.
They've got very weak bites.
Who, a horse?
The horse.
No, a horse has strong
especially
bites.
If they're that small.
No, a horse will
you could
bite,
just beat them off all over the place.
No, the horse will bite you. And if it was small, like a duck.
Yeah, you could just kick them and step on them. No.
You'd step on a horse?
Well, if you had to, if it was a fight to the death.
No, I'd want to fight one animal, like a big animal, than 100 little animals.
We're going to get a lot of letters on this.
I would rather fight 100 duck-sized horses than one horse-sized duck.
Wait, that's what I just said.
No, you said the other way. You want to fight the big duck that's four times this, a duck, the four times the size of you, you want to fight.
Wait, is it a
over 100 little ones?
You mean it's the size of a horse, not?
Yes.
Is it right?
What did I say?
He said that.
A horse the size of a duck.
Yes. No.
You said a duck.
Wait, originally.
A duck the size of a horse.
So you're saying if a duck was the size of a horse, you wouldn't fight it?
No, I would rather fight 100 duck-sized horses.
I'd rather fight the duck the size of a horse.
Okay. That's fair. Right? Sure.
I
would befriend all the little duck horses. Yeah.
Would you be their mama horse?
What we did, and I wouldn't be their mother.
No.
I'd be like their uncle. And like we get a hotel and like
you're the uncle that sexually abuses them.
It would be like I would say that kind of phone.
Well, you pretty much said it. You get a hotel.
We get a hotel.
I don't mean like a room. I mean we'd run it. It'd be like a hotel for dogs.
I got you.
But like they'd be duck sized horses.
The Comfort Inn.
Okay.
It'd be like the Comfort Inn, but with duck sized horses.
That's I can see that.
Wouldn't
that's
that be
a dream.
Great?
Wouldn't
you like to come and see my duck-sized horses?
I would love to come see your
It would be like, you guys ever hear of On the Border? It's that Mexican place down in, South Carolina
trap.
Or something like that? Yeah, yeah, it would be like
they
that.
Sell
run that. Uh-huh. The Comfort Inn off the highway.
Fucking right.
With 100
that sounds dangerous.
100 small horses.
I could
horses.
See that. I could see that. So, Mike, what have you been playing? Sorry.
Eric, you're next.
Alan Wake.
Alan Wake, tell us about it.
Alan Wake, Resident Evil with more guns.
How many ducks are in this game?
Oh, my God.
Do you really not want to talk about Alan Wake?
So I'm enjoying Alan.
Okay.
I actually didn't. I stopped playing it.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Two-story-driven for you?
Well, that's what I was about to say.
It's just really,
that's the only thing that kept me going.
It's really heavily driven. It's really heavily driven by story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big time. So, like, there's, like, a part where, I don't know, I've been playing for about, I'm new into the game. I've only been playing it for, like, 3 hours. But there's a part where you're doing shit around the house. Like, the apartment, where it's like, jeez. Go get coffee.
Yeah.
Turn on the coffee maker. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of weird. But I really like the...
That's your wife talking to you. You realize that?
Yeah.
That's not Alan Wake.
Okay.
Hit the sound drop.
Oh,
man,
my God. Dead air.
So...
Stop making it awkward, Rory. Shut the fuck up and let Mike talk.
So, anyway. I know. Rory talks for, like, 30 minutes, and then he just, like...
Yeah. Shit's all over us.
None of you can come to my hotel, all right?
I don't want to now.
None of you.
I like the flashlight mechanic. Like...
Yeah.
Blasting away the darkness. And then, but it's a good, you know, I played Silent Hill 2 and it was like last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like the first time I ever really kind of got into a survival horror game.
Mm-hmm.
And, which Silent Hill 2 I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I liked the genre.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to try another one.
Me too.
So, I feel like this is more of a survival game than that because in Silent Hill they load you up with all those health potions and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So if you have enough and don't use them by the end of the game, it's impossible for you to die.
So in this game, are you avoiding?
You are. Conflict? You have to really get that
you're scrounging
that
for batteries.
That
really?
Duck thing down, and you have to get the batteries to charge up your flashlight, and they don't give you all the ammo you need. I mean, there was a part where I had no ammo, and I had to get to the other side, and I had to I had to run and go.
Yeah. That's an incredible.
No, you can't hide.
You can't hide.
No. No, you just have to run to get to the next point.
Incredible ambiance.
It's very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, you're in like the mountains.
Okay.
House.
All right.
Yeah.
Stripped out.
Mm-hmm. It's a very cool game, but it is heavily story driven.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eric, how about you?
I've been playing Cuphead, which released this week for Xbox. I think you get it on PC too.
PC as well.
I think so. Yeah, all of Xbox exclusives are console exclusive, and I think you can get everyone on the PC. In any event, I would start by saying that I think this game is special. It is modeled after like the 30s cartoons, like the Steamboat Willie or Felix the Cat. You know, everything's got big eyes and they bounce for no apparent reason.
Well, yeah.
It's totally tripped out, but it's a beautiful game. And the watercolored in the back, I mean, they're all hand-drawn, hand-painted backgrounds, and the characters are awesome. The animation's terrific. It's truly unique. And this game was delayed for like 2 years. You know, it took forever to come out, and people were waiting on it a long time. And I think it's worth it. It's definitely something you should see, even if you never play it. That being said, difficulty-wise, it's like the only way you could describe it is like digital sodomy, and like not on the good side of it. It is hard as fuck. Yeah. It is super hard. I don't know whether I suck at run-and-gun side-scrolling shooters, which is basically what it is, and it's also very boss-centric.
Mm-hmm. You're also very weak. Your character does not...
Only get 3 hits. There's no excuse. Right. No exceptions. You can't get extra hits. You can with a potion, but then it makes your... You can get one extra hit with a certain potion, but then it makes your shots weaker, which is way worse to me. I'd rather have the stronger gun. So it's just not a fair trade-off in my eyes anyway. I brought it over here today
because
I'm like Ryan. I walk in with the Xbox in my hands, the Xbox One in my hands, and I'm like staring around. I'm like, Ryan, I've got problems.
How good are you at shooters?
How good are you at shooters?
I'm like, guns. Because it's two players. I'm in the kitchen. I'm like, I'm good at Contra.
Yeah, right. I'm like, good. That'll work.
Man.
Yeah.
He runs in.
Breathing heavy. Fucking freaking out. Yeah. And I'm like, I need to know if I just suck at this game or if this game is this fucking hard and is it easier with two people? And it turns out, yes, it's easier with two people. We still couldn't really beat
shit. Well, not from my perspective, because I never played it before.
Well, that's true. You need a little practice.
It's unbelievably hard. I'd be running around the house fucking screaming playing that game.
Oh, yeah.
I would need to, like, drop the controller.
It's maddening.
Just go into another room.
Oh, it's maddening.
Fuck! Yeah. Like, I would have to. It's one of those games.
It is. But at the same time, it's also one of those games where you beat the fucking thing finally, and you're dancing around, talking shit, screaming at the TV. You're so happy that you beat it. But this game makes Dark Souls look like fucking Candyland. It is.
You think it's harder?
I think it's harder than Dark Souls. Really? Yeah, well, it's not really my forte either. Okay. I'm not really a platforming, running gun, shooting. That's not really my expertise, I wouldn't say. You put something in front of me, hand-to-hand combat, where I have to hit it and get away from it, hit it. I'm way better at those sort of games. Or like a 3D shooter, I'm way better at it. I'm not good at platformers.
It's a big
run and gun
pattern game. Because it's a run and gun, so it's a huge pattern game.
Dark
where
Souls
you have
also
to learn
has
the patterns,
nothing
but
to
they're
look
very
at.
Complicated patterns.
Dark Souls is beautiful.
Everything is like this grotesque dying.
Parts of it are very, dark. That's why it's called Dark Souls. Parts of it, you know, and everything's dark and dingy, but parts of it are beautiful and bright. That's what makes Dark Souls great.
But what I'm saying.
The environment is really nice looking.
The thing about Cuphead is that it's like you look at the background and you start just
it looks amazing. You get distracted.
You absolutely get distracted.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. Like that's,
well,
you it's favor to like, that's how the game gets you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also the trying to dodge 5,000 things they're throwing at your face is really what does it to me. I mean, I look at the background before the fight starts and I'm like, wow, that's really beautiful. And that must have taken forever to do. And I appreciate that. But once it starts, it's just, I constantly look at the enemy or where he's throwing shit at me. I don't even see my guy the whole time.
It is a running gun, but it's also a shoot 'em up mixed in with it.
Yeah.
Because you can't look at your character. You're looking at the shit flying around on the screen, the shit that's going to loop over your head and come back to you. So it's almost like a shoot 'em up.
Yeah, you're almost
from that perspective
anticipating where your character is. You're not really looking at your character.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, I really like it. It's hard to recommend it. There is an easy mode. I refuse to play it on that. And I think if you beat the game, there's a normal easy, and I think if you beat the game, there's an expert mode, and you really gotta hate yourself. You really to do that. I mean,
we were on normal?
We were on normal.
An expert
mode. I was in
the hell would that be?
Yeah. I mean, I'm only in the second world, and, you know, some of these bosses I fight for fucking like 20, 30 times before I finally beat them. It's tough.
That's crazy.
I gotta get somebody to play as a second player with me to make this thing a little more
worth the $20.
Beatable.
Can you play online?
Oh, yeah.
You can?
Sure. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. Cool. All right. I was playing a game that's a lot simpler. I played it as a kid. Had the cartridge stolen from me when I was a kid.
Motherfuckers.
Bionic Commando.
You want to find that guy tonight? Let's do it.
I wish I could track that fucking guy down. If you're listening out
Son
there, I'm
bitch.
Coming for you.
Coming for my Bionic Commando. And your firstborn.
I love that. Yeah. You might have stole my firstborn. No, it is a great game.
wait. He might have stole my firstborn.
He might have. This guy was a thief. Man.
Ryan's got a lot of children out there, all right? We were like, many women.
No, yeah.
No.
Well, we were like 11.
So I had a firstborn.
Yeah, my firstborn.
I don't want to know
what
that
means. The most frustrating thing about Bionic Commando, you can't jump, and you learn that right from the get-go.
Sure. I actually hate
it. And that's what makes it. So you hate it?
On the NES, I don't like it.
Really? But where do you like it?
Okay. Where do I like it?
Where do you like it?
Where do I like it?
Arcade.
Like, what another? The arcade version?
I actually never played the arcade version. Okay. I'm just saying the one on the NES, I'm not. I shouldn't say I don't like it, but I don't really go and play it a lot.
They have
because of that non-jumping mechanic.
Oh, okay. They have a newer version of it.
Did too.
Yeah. And the you still can't jump in that either.
The second one you can. There's actually two branches. Like, there's one where, like.
It's also cryptic as shit.
They tell you nothing.
Yeah.
There's like one that's like it follows the Bionic Commando formula. Yeah. There's two of them. Bionic Commando Rearmed, and then there's just like a game called Bionic Commando.
We played that.
Yeah. It made a new character called Spencer. He's like in the Marvel Ultimate Capcom games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't played that one.
That one's really lame. It's a 3D world. It's like a sandbox kind of, but not really.
Yeah, but the NES one, it's frustrating because you want to be, and no matter how long you play the game, you still want to be able to jump. And it just sucks not being able to.
You'd be like, it's so much easier if I could fucking jump.
Seriously. Like, there's certain things you have to get, and you know, like, we do a grappling hook, you know you've gotten it before.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a difficult game for the wrong reasons.
And it's frustrating. And just knowing how to guide yourself through the map is also frustrating.
Would it make the game too easy if you could jump? Why do you think they chose to leave it out?
Well, the grappling mechanic.
You have to use the grappling mechanic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is kind of dumb you can't jump. Like, a little
it sucks.
Jump. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really get the point.
The levels are built around the mechanic.
Well, they were limited on buttons, too, on the NES. Like,
well, sure.
Like, how would you work that out?
I don't know.
They couldn't. Maybe they wanted to.
Right.
And they were like, well, we don't have enough fucking buttons, so let's just not make them jump, and we'll have them use the grapple.
It could have been a mechanic right off the bat, though. We're going to make a game where the dude can't jump.
Okay, yeah.
And then, like you said, they could've just been. Built levels around that.
I believe the arcade game you can't jump, too, is based on. It's a totally different game.
Yeah.
It's only five levels, and it's not like an open world.
Okay.
Like, the Bionic Commando for the NES is actually very open-ended. Like, you can go to, like, 15 levels
in
almost any order, but you have to go in a specific order. Like, you have to get the flashlight
to get certain things.
You can't see it's all dark.
Right.
Ugh.
So, I like it. I think it's a really fun game. Like, I enjoy it. I do go back to it every now and then. Another weird thing, you know, the bad guys in that game, it's based on the Nazis.
They're not the Nazis in America,
right, not the
but
Nazis.
In Japan,
right,
they are the Nazis.
Right, right.
Because you actually destroy Hitler's head.
Oh, nice.
The end leader, his head. You go on the internet, look up, like, Hitler's head exploding.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Hmm.
But, oh, that was my mouse. My mouse just fell off the table.
All right.
But it's a game I like. I don't know. I like, even though you can't jump and it's frustrating,
I like
the way it looks. I like the music. I like
love
the way it sounds.
Mm.
Yeah, it's Capcom, right? Correct?
Capcom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... It's a great sounding game. All right, you guys ready to get to the list? Top SNES games.
Let's do it.
Of not all time, just in our own heads.
In all time of the Emulate This universe.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, we don't want to
set
any kind of
weird standard.
We don't want to speak for everyone else.
We're not speaking
for
anybody.
I mean, we do, but no one will care.
There will be. We know what because we did the rating.
But okay.
Like, on our list, there are games that other people listening to the show would have been like, how could you have not included this game?
Sure. Well, there's only four of them.
Well, that makes sense.
There's a huge one, and I don't know if I should say, I'll write it down because there is a massive one.
Can I try to guess?
I know a couple that
Marble Madness.
Is there even Marble Madness on the SNES?
Huh?
It's never ported to the Super Nintendo.
I was going to say, is there even one for SNES?
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. Seeing what sticks.
We'll get it. We'll get there.
I'm making up games as I go along.
Yeah, because there's one, but none of us are into that style.
We don't care.
Put
for
it that way. I just gave it away. If
none of us are into the style.
Yeah, into the style game that's left off of the list.
Yeah, cat porn.
Okay.
Well, we all like different styles.
All right, well, stop dick teasing us. Let's
all
do
right,
this.
Let's get to the list.
Let's fuck.
Is this number 20?
Number 20 is Star Fox.
Star Fox, that's far down.
And that's what I thought. I thought Star Fox was really far down. Rory gave it a 1.
I hate Star Fox.
Ryan, you gave it a 2.
Did I? I thought I gave it a 1.
You might have given it a 1. I thought you gave it a 2. Eric, you gave it a 4, I think. And I gave it like a 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was my pick. I really like Star Fox. I suck at it.
Yeah,
but I really like it. The controls are a little weird. It's tough to get through the, you know, flying, but it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Animals are talking to you. It's hilarious.
Baby damage. Goodbye.
I personally think it still holds up. I can go back to it.
I can play it. Yeah.
It's shit polygons, as Rory says.
Right.
But it's one of those games that's, it's a historical game that you'd want to go back to because it's the beginning of that style.
Right.
And I think it's still fun.
I always add an extra point to my score for like how much I played it when I was a kid. And we played the shit out of it, and I really liked it. And it's funny, we were down the shore with the Pi. My brother had never played the Pi. He just got one this weekend, thanks to Rory. But it was the first thing he wanted to play. He goes, does this have fucking Star Fox on it? And I'm like, it has everything,
really?
Bro.
That's crazy.
The first thing he wanted to play, he's like, let's play fucking Star Fox. And
I feel the total opposite
about
it.
It's true on account of how much we fucking played it. You know what I mean? A lot of it's nostalgia for me, but we had fun.
I think it might be nostalgia for me, too. Yeah. I played it a lot when I was a kid. Yeah. But... yeah, I'm surprised I didn't think it was going to be, you know, at number 20. No. I was surprised to see it at number 20.
I mean, it was a very ambitious game.
Yeah.
The polygons.
Yeah.
I just like the animals.
And the way
you like the animals, that's your thing?
I think it's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Slippy.
I just feel like I'm the real Ryan kind of is a naysayer on it, too. I don't like the gameplay. I don't like the art style. I do like the animal tiles going dip, 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 dip. But like, I don't like... that's it. Like, I don't enjoy that game at all. I think it's really boring.
I don't know. The fucking, when you first leave in the spaceship, gives me a fucking hard on with the fucking squares coming over.
Well, that's like a sequence thing, but like the actual gameplay itself does not hold up to my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Like when we talked about
it, didn't like it even then when I was a kid.
Okay. That's not fair, but to say that it doesn't hold up now, that's fair.
I mean, when,
I actually still think it does.
Do you? Yeah.
I do, yeah.
I think it does, but I could see how you would say that it didn't.
I was never real big on the polygon stuff, and that's why I think we talked about this. Do the older games hold up on an earlier episode?
Like N64 games?
N64 and stuff.
Yeah.
And you always knew around that time it wasn't going to last because it was almost like it was an initial kind of launch into that, you know, type of game.
Infancy.
Yeah. So I just don't feel... even when it was out, I just felt like, it's neat.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like virtual racing. Sega had virtual racing.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like the same thing, the polygons.
Yeah.
But I'd rather play...
another botch game, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd rather play a game that wasn't as nice, you know, 3D-y kind of look.
Yeah.
But just a better looking
game. That's how I feel about F-Zero. Yeah. I think like F-Zero fucking blows.
Right.
Like, if they were to play... really?
Yeah.
Number 19.
If they were to...
oh, how about that?
I love F-Zero.
So this was, as you probably could tell, this was Rory's pick.
Mm.
It scored a 2.45.
What did you give it, Rory?
I believe I gave it a 4.
Really? That's high.
It's not a perfect
game. No, I believe you... I thought you gave it a 5.
Oh, I gave it a 5. Well,
I think you gave all your picks a 5.
No, that's not true. I did not.
You figured.
I gave a couple 5, I'm aware of, but I'll save that for when they come up.
So why'd you give it a 4?
It's not a perfect game. The thing that really takes this game down a notch is that it's not two-player for some reason.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why it isn't, because Super Mario Kart does two-player, and it does it phenomenal. So you can't tell me that the hardware couldn't handle... if they had to scale back a little bit on the speed or on the amount of, like, dead cars that just... like, there are really only, like, 4 real characters in the game, and then they had a lot of stiffs that are just in yellow cars that get in the goddamn way. Hmm. If they cut out half of them and they could have gave you second player mode, that game would have been twice.
Yeah, but it was a launch game? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was a launch title.
It's a quick game. It's not, unlike other racing games that are kart based, this one is all about precision driving. You actually don't want to run into people because you lose life. And you also slow down. You want to break into hard turns, and some of the turns are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They're like 270 degrees. It's like an almost opposite, like, left turn.
Yeah, the screen just kind of whips.
There's jumps in it. Yeah, it whips around. Some of them are like 4 right angles right next to each other. Like, there's no way to do it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the space theme. I love the speed. I love the precision driving.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quick game. You could do a whole cup, 6 races in 10 minutes.
I like the game.
What's well, I enjoy mean, it. The reason why I gave it a 1 is because I was comparing it to other racing games, like Mario Kart.
Right. Status. I mean, I don't like racing games
and also,
a lot anyway.
Yeah.
And then
I think,
and I like road
rash
too.
Might have given this a one or two.
Or two, sure. I think. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I had to play a racing game, I would pick up Mario Kart or Road Rash before I even gave F-Zero a thought.
What if they raced on the moon?
Well, if they raced on the moon, then I guess I would need to get an F-Zero.
Shall I move on? Number 18?
Number 18.
Number 18 is a Eric pick.
Oh.
Oh,
so
man.
This is Final Fight.
The port right. Final
Number
Fight.
18, Final Fight.
And while I admit it is not the definitive edition, for sure, the definitive version of the game, this is another throwback thing, another nostalgia pick kind of.
It
played the
exclusive.
Shit out of this game.
At the time, that was the only way you could play Final Fight. It wasn't ported to the Sega CD for like, I'm going to go with 8 years later or 7 years later.
And that's
that
the
up.
Really good one. Isn't
that's
like
the correct
the one that's
arcade port to two players simultaneous on all three characters.
Yeah. It was a Christmas gift 1 year. We just played the shit out of it. It does suck to have to switch after deaths. I do understand that. And, you know, it's not a perfect game. I don't think I gave it a 5. I think I gave it like a 4 or something.
Yeah, I believe you gave it a 4. I think I gave it, me and Ryan, I think gave it a 2. And then Rory gave it a 3, I think.
I might have gave it a 3. It's not an ugly game.
No.
The mechanics are great. Right. It's a fun game.
I think it's a great
game. The main problem I had with it was just because it wasn't 2-player.
Right.
I'm butthurt about the 2-player.
Sure,
I don't get why.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they couldn't have done it.
I think it was the first game for me that I had, I think, that almost was pretty damn close to an arcade game, and it played an arcade game.
Yeah, it was.
And it just really felt like that. And for me, that was a big deal. So that's why I went with Final Fight. And I love the gameplay. Solid. I mean, it's a great brawler.
It's a great brawler.
Yeah,
great brawler. But certainly not the definitive edition.
Have you played 2 and 3?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
I like 2.
They're both simultaneous 2-player.
3's okay. No, I get it. No, yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
Do you like 1?
Never played them with 2 people, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that an invitation?
That's an invitation. What are you doing later, hot stuff?
You winked your eye.
Huh? Oh, I fucking you damn right I winked. My man wants to play Final Fight with me.
Final Fight 2 and 3.
2 and 3?
Oh, God.
We're taking on the Mad Gear gang around
me?
The world.
Number
17?
Number 17. Number 17. Moving along.
This is a Ryan pick.
Oh, yes, it is.
What is it, Ryan?
This is Battletoads Double Dragon.
Why'd you pick this one?
I fucking love this game. The music's fucking amazing.
It is good music.
Yeah, so this might be one of the best beat 'em ups on the system. It has great speed to the
much
game.
Better than,
great tempo.
Much better than the NES game.
Right, and you're still getting some Battletoads if you like Battletoads.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, somebody does.
Right, exactly. You're getting great music. I think the mechanic... It's
this
a
scored a
2.75,
by the way.
What was this?
Battletoads scored a 2.75.
All right. It's a very satisfying game
to
play.
I can't believe it beat Final Fight. Jesus Christ.
It has a version of the Turbo Tunnel.
It's a sad day.
It does.
It
much
does.
Easier.
And it's a lot easier.
Much easier.
Yeah, it kind of takes Battletoads and everything that was in Battletoads and
makes it
Double Dragon
makes it
and
playable.
Makes everything playable.
That's what Super Nintendo did.
Right.
They kind of fixed everything that was fucked up with NES games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they make it a fun 2-player game, you know? Mm.
Yeah,
Battletoads impossible with 2
game.
People. You know,
the latter half of that game is
incredible. No, it's very difficult. It gets very hard. It does.
The problem with Battletoads is that you basically have to headbutt all the time. Or if you're the Double Dragons, you have to jump kick. You really have to because there's no way to get up to a like a end leader and punch him.
Yeah, right.
You have to just jump kick him and take turns jump kicking.
And there's characters that show up in that game that were another, you know, Double Dragon and Battletoads.
I have a confession to make.
What's that?
I've never played this game.
Oh my God.
Because I was so damaged by the first game on the NES, the Battletoads game, that I would never play anything associated with Battletoads ever again.
It's better.
It's great. It's a really good game.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah, it's better.
It's so fun.
The only thing is that I feel that they get more wrong with it than they get right. It's still an incredibly difficult game.
It's hard, yeah.
It's
that's okay, as long as it's
game.
Not fucking cheap like the first one. Impossible.
Not till the end. It gets very cheap.
No, it gets.
Yeah.
I never. It made does it get very hard. But
I mean, I'll save state it. Will that help it make it less cheap?
It will definitely help. But
the music will get you through.
You
the music
has cheats,
so
you
good.
Can just turn them on.
But you see the Abobos, right? You see the Schwarzenegger,
rats,
Sandman.
The
you see moves, the rats.
You see the giant grasshopper.
Yep.
All right, moving along. All right, so next on our list is number 16. This was one of my picks and a pick that. This was one of Eric's honorable mentions.
Yes.
Street Fighter 2. This got a 2.76, one decimal above Battletoads. Wait, did I say 1.76?
No,
I meant
2. Point. Okay. Either way. Right. Still, I figure kind of.
So Street Fighter 2 at number 16.
Okay.
Typical fighter. Now, Rory, you.
It's not. It's iconic. There's at least one of the best fighters of all time.
Well, I mean, again, at that time, if you wanted to play the arcade game, your only option was the Genesis or the Super Nintendo. Well, there's also been ported to the TurboGrafx, the Championship Edition.
Which no one has.
But there's multiple versions of this game, and depending on which one you're talking about, the scale or the score gets much higher.
Okay.
Like, the original one, just the World Warrior, the first one,
edition,
is kind of, like, lame compared to, like, say,
the Turbo?
Championship Edition. Or Turbo, which or Super Street Fighter.
That's what we had. Turbo.
That's which one he has on there is Turbo.
Yeah, Turbo.
Oh, yeah. Turbo.
Yeah,
is,
that's I should say that. Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Yeah, yeah, that's the one. That's number 16.
It's still a pretty competent port. Yeah. I mean, that's all you really had. It does have slowdown.
Okay, yeah.
Now, you, didn't you give this a, did you give this a 1 or a 2?
Wow. I think I gave it a 2.
Okay, I thought that
surprises me.
I might have given it a 2.
I thought you would appreciate where it came from and how this was pretty much the biggest fighter. Back then,
it was absolutely the biggest fighter of the time.
There were, I mean, if you thought of a fighting game in the arcade, what other game were you running into at that time period besides Street Fighter 2?
I don't really have. I liked it, and I rented it a bunch of times. I never owned them.
Okay,
I have fond memories of the games, but I never purchased them.
Okay,
like the games didn't really click with me too much.
Gotcha.
I preferred Mortal Kombat over Street Fighter.
I hear you. I can understand that.
Area. Yeah,
I understand that.
But it's a great game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than the Genesis version. I don't know if it's better than Genesis, by a slim margin, you know, graphically, musically. The but sound.
You also need a 6-button controller, otherwise you have to hit start to switch from 3 punches to 3 kicks.
Yeah,
so the reason
I hated playing on Genesis. I hated playing fighting games. God, it was the worst.
Well, if you get the 6-button controller, you were good.
Well,
but the reason why I graded this game low, I mean, it's a landmark game. It's Street Fighter 2.
Sure.
It's just because it was ported all over the place, and it's not the best version.
Right. Okay.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. So I just went, you know, 2.
I can see that.
I don't think I would have put it, if it was just my list and I did 20, I don't think I would have put it on my 20.
Huh.
And again, I don't dislike the game, but...
Right.
As an adult now, you can play every version of that game ever, plus the
one this is now,
after.
Yeah.
I understand.
Most of my picks are always nostalgia picks.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't do that, but
You can do whatever you want. You know. There's no rules.
Number 15.
But you would install rules if you could.
I would. Me and the Brotherhood of Steel would take this podcast.
Pray you don't alter them further.
Is this Legend of the Mystical Ninja?
There you go. At number 15, this is Ryan's pick. Ryan, this was funny because... We all scored this higher than you.
Really?
Ryan gave this a 2.
A 2? It's on his top 5 list? He gave it a 2?
Well, no. The reason why I gave it a 2 is because I saw everyone's specs. Well, I was trying to grade, I don't know about a curve, but, you know, I was trying to grade proportionally, but, you know, based on what you guys picked, too.
So my question to you is, you couldn't find 5 games on the Super Nintendo that you would give a 5 out of 5? It's basically what you're saying. By giving your own pick of 2.
5 games? No.
No, none of those.
I grade hard, man.
I grade
How about Genesis?
You just don't get easy
Genesis
5.
Genesis fanboy. Are there 5 games on Genesis that would get a 5 out of 5?
Yes.
Well, maybe 4 off the top of my head. But we're not
your
talking
bias
about that
is
right
showing.
Now.
Your bias is showing.
No.
Tuck it back in your pants.
All right. SNES. Okay. That's what we're focused on right now. This game... I mean, I probably should have... What did I give it a 2?
Yeah.
I probably should have been higher on this.
Yeah.
This
if it was one of your top
so
5,
creative.
Sure.
It's an awesome game. If you don't know this game... if you don't know this game, it's a very Japanese game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's not a... it's not a linear-type platform game.
I believe there's at least 4. Yeah. There might be 5 Legend of Mystical Ninjas for Super
this
Nintendo.
This was the second one, right?
This was the first one.
Well, the first one Super Nintendo, but it might have been...
The rest have never been ported. The second one has been translated. The third one's been partially translated through patches. I don't believe 4 has ever been translated.
But it's a great game. There's a lot to do in this game.
Tons.
There's like an overworld where you... Not like Mario. It's more open world. We need to cover this game.
It's a future game.
Where there's like, you know, you visit stores and you have to...
I played
it. You kill guys. You get money.
There's lottery. Yeah. There's gambling.
You can go horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
Horse racing's hysterical.
Quiz show.
I never got that far.
You can play Konami games there's like an Arkanoid.
Yep.
They call it Wallbreaker. There's a game called Goblin. You can play the first level of Gradius.
Mm-hmm. It's a great game. The game makes me smile. When I hear the music, I smile.
That's good.
It's a fantastic game.
Finally.
It's got good music. It does. It's got good music. I love the music in this game.
Good little tunes.
But anyway,
two-player.
I should have graded it higher. I just didn't. I was hard on myself.
You were.
And my own picks.
You were.
What am I going to do?
Can you admit
I'm a hater on myself.
Can you admit that you fucked up the rating scales like you forgot?
I did not fuck up the rating scales. I was worried
you
about that.
You thought one was the best?
I read Mike's email like 5 times. Okay, so 5 is the best.
5 is the best.
1's the worst. Number 14. Eric Pick, I don't recognize, scored a 2.87.
Is that all?
Yeah. This is NBA Jam. Oh,
wait,
no,
that
man.
Was, it was an honorable mention of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I love arcade. I loved. It's funny. I was love looking at game. My list and I was looking at my honorable mentions and how many of them are actually arcade games or spawned from arcade games.
Sure. Yeah. Well, at that time, they were still very right. in swing.
And again, know? It's funny now. Well, it's not even funny. It's just realistic that now that I'm older, I'm really into the single player stuff on account. I don't have anybody to fucking play with. I had to drag my Xbox right. One over here just to play with Ryan tonight. That's how badly I wanted
can
to play.
You just say, I don't have any friends. I don't, cut it.
I've got twice as many friends as Rory. Yeah. So twice, 2 times nothing
dude,
is still
we can
nothing.
Net play some NBA Jam.
Yeah. No. Well, we should. Yeah. So this is another one. Just remembering playing with friends and. Holy shit, I mean, he's great on game. Fire. He's heating up and
boom, shakalaka.
The animation was awesome and it was fast
yeah, it was
and
incredible.
It had nothing. I don't even like basketball.
First off,
it basically wasn't even a basketball
like
game, really.
Every team was like super.
Right, they were like a tag team.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
of the NBA.
They were incredible.
Sure, right.
That was literally the dream team.
Except for like,
era.
If you were like the Milwaukee Bucks or something like that, or like
right.
the Sacramento Kings.
Or yeah.
Wayne Tisdale and Spud Webb on the Kings back then. Yeah,
I was always just Supersonics. Sean Kemp was just so OP. He was so OP. Yeah, I love Sean Kemp. I was always, I don't even know who the other asshole was. It didn't matter.
Gary
just
Payton.
Get the ball to Sean Payton. Kemp and let
Detlef
him slam
Shrimp.
Dunk it.
It was Detlef Shrimp. No,
who was it? Shrimp?
That was Pacers.
Popcorn
yeah,
Shrimp. Yeah.
I think Alani's
what a great game.
Steam Shrimp.
Yeah, I just
fucking love that.
Fucking
game.
Love it. I can still play it to this day.
I do.
It's still fun to this day. And yeah, honorable mention for myself.
Absolutely.
Number 13. Another Eric pick.
All right.
Wow. My picks are way too late in the list for my taste.
This song might not be right.
Is this Plumbers Wear Ties?
Yes, it is.
Or Don't Wear Ties?
This is Secret of Mana.
This is probably right. There's a lot of slow.
Yeah, I think this is it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is.
It just said, I mean, is this the SNES?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds
actually,
really good.
It sounds like an actual
end of,
piano.
Yeah. I wonder end if it's like, on. Anyway.
End of Duck Hunt.
Secret of Mana.
It turns out you're the dog.
I'm a little upset how far down this is on the list, but that's okay. This is an RPG, Final Fantasy type game for people who cannot be bothered with
menus.
The turn-based combat.
Oh, okay.
They can't stand the hindrance of such a thing. It looked like a Final Fantasy game, and thank God it didn't play like a Final Fantasy game, but it had the story. It was beautiful. Great to look at. You could play with your friends.
Three players at once.
Is it really?
With the multi-tap.
It had the multi-tap, yes.
You have to find the friend. You don't start with three players.
You have to find
your friends.
That,
yeah, and then
that's
you can
what you
switch.
You had to do
find
that.
Find a friend with a multi-tap.
Right. So we did wind up playing with three players at my buddy Fran's house, and...
You play with NetPlay.
Yeah,
you
can
probably
do that.
You can load a save state that had all three of them unlocked.
Well, it's all right. We'll link up.
So they fixed the combat, and it was pretty revolutionary. It had like it was more like a weight than a turn-based thing. You could attack whenever you wanted, but you had to wait for full power. You had a bar that charged up your weapon, and you had to wait till it got the full power to do the most damage with it. But you could attack whenever you wanted.
Like Zelda.
What's that?
It's more like a Steiner.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But it's more like you can't run away from this. This is the shit is on.
Okay.
You know, so you either you win or you lose in the battle.
Gotcha.
So with all your friends, you could dodge the enemy attacks. It's all real time fighting. So instead of just standing there and have some bullshit algorithm decide whether you got hit or not, or if it missed you could actually move out of the way of the shit yourself.
Right.
You can also have you can get hit and it'll say miss too.
Mm.
What?
You can actually be hit
and
still miss. Like,
yes.
They still do the calculations behind the scenes.
But you would never not get hit and have it say hit.
Sure.
You know? Which is,
I played.
Which
this
is
game
awesome.
By myself, I had no idea it was three player.
You
know, I didn't get really far in it. I have a hard time story based games.
Right,
but
it's got a great story. And I know you're not into this, and I'm not normally either. But this story's pretty good.
But you know, it's a quality game when
beautiful.
You start playing it.
Great.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
It flips on itself. It gets very technology at the end.
Yeah.
It's like alien spaceships. It's
yeah, weird. It does. Yeah, it does. That's mm-hmm. yeah, the thing behind the invasion or whatever. But interesting tidbit, the 3D remake is set to release in February for PS4 and PC. I saw some of the video of it, and I'm intrigued. They haven't changed the music at all, though. It's interesting. Same it's the music. Same exact music, 16-bit music.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether that's going to be in the final product or not.
Cheaper.
But, well, for sure. But, I mean, I looked at some. It looks really good. So, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So
I rated it pretty low. I actually I beat the whole game, and I felt it was a slog.
Okay.
Did you?
I don't like the waiting mechanic.
Okay, right. I couldn't play it without that. I can't do turn-based fighting, so I don't know how you would make it better.
I would have gotten rid if I was programming the game. I wouldn't have had the waiting. Like,
would you make it more like Link to the Past?
I would have made it exactly like Link to the Past.
Okay.
The waiting mechanic.
That's fair.
You spend the most of the time running from people, waiting for that thing to charge up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's Yeah. That's better than the turn-based thing where you spend 5 minutes waiting for Mickey Mouse number one to fucking hit you, Mickey Mouse number two to hit you, Mickey Mouse number three to hit you. Right. Mickey Mouse number one puts his shield up. Mickey Mouse number two puts his shield up. Sure. That takes like 5 minutes before you even get to attack. Fuck that noise.
So what you're saying is this game is not anything like NBA Jam.
It is not.
All right.
It could not be further. It could not be further from NBA
There's
Jam.
There's no Patrick Ewing in this.
But
well, yeah, you never beat it, right?
I think it's the second best RPG on the console, and I really wish you assholes would have given it a better vote.
All right.
Well, oh man, I'm really sorry.
Well, did you play?
I feel like shit.
No, I had to.
That's why.
I had to. I had to average it out.
Not sorry.
You put it up there.
I think we got a net play. Combine our powers. Play with our.
You have terrible taste, Rory. I would be upset if you gave it a good rating. Something I like.
Number 12.
All right.
Not at all.
This is a Ryan pick. Contra 3, Alien Wars.
Oh, okay. All right, there we go. Yeah, I am a fan of Contra. And
yeah, you love it.
And
I love it.
So therefore, I am a fan of Alien Wars on Super Nintendo.
It's a great game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's another great game.
It's fun.
This
game's hard.
It was never an arcade game.
What's that?
It's a console exclusive. It was never made on arcade.
Right. Well, neither was... yeah, that was never an arcade either.
Very boss.
They
heavy,
did a really
right?
good job putting these two games out on, you know, Super Nintendo and Genesis. Mm. Two separate games, two different games, but both of them were quality. Mm. You know, they kind of went, all right, you're going to get this one, you're going to get this one.
Right.
Alien Wars is a great game.
Sure.
And I think it's just as good
beautiful.
As Hot,
fluid,
you know, Contra Hardcore.
Big sprites.
It's just as good. Mm. Right.
The other thing I don't like about the Alien Wars are the overhead levels. Especially the desert one.
All right, they're
the
a little
ants.
Dizzying. Yeah.
Not yet, but not
yeah.
like the Mode 7, like I want to puke. Like, yeah. it's, they're just not fun. Like, those are like...
More frustrating. You die a ton.
Especially the last boss of like the desert. Like the one that's just spins around the worm. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
what
it's unbelievable.
You need the fire or the laser and just shoot him in the eye. Like that's a real slog.
Now,
that's
I terrible. Did think they made this game and the one on Genesis way too fucking hard.
They're all hard.
Well, not like NES.
Well, NES has limits. I mean, you could cheese the shit out of the NES with spread guns. Part of the reason we beat it. Like the first time.
Right.
It's because we both had spreads. And then, right. like, it was okay, just yeah. cover my six the whole time.
Right. But back to back.
But these games were really, really difficult.
Yeah.
They were.
Like, if you were to pop in either one of these games right now, you probably wouldn't last.
You probably wouldn't get past the second level.
You probably wouldn't.
Not without cheats.
Not without continuing.
I bet you would. Yeah. You wouldn't beat the first level without continuing on these games.
Oh, continuing.
But they were challenging games. They had replay value. It was good graphically. It was a good, continuation of the franchise.
Yeah.
Think about the
and I
level
thought they nailed it.
When yeah. you're on the helicopter and they shoot the missile that you're holding on to and you're jumping between missiles.
Yeah.
The freaking, you know, the Scud missiles or
yeah,
whatever.
You're dropping down.
And you're
yeah.
dropping yeah. and you're trying to shoot up an airplane from the back, like, you know, a spaceship.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
Right.
That's still an amazing, iconic scene that I still think about when you say Contra.
Yeah, that's an absolute. Let's play on NetPlay and let's cheat our asses off type game.
Mm.
You know, so Contra Art or Contra Alien Wars. Love it.
There you go. Contra 3. The Alien Wars.
Wow. The Alien Wars.
Number 11.
Let's not talk semantics.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? There you go. Lost Vikings at number 11.
Lost Vikings.
Scored a 3.12.
Really?
Picked okay. by Ryan.
All right. Love this game. I know it was on Genesis also, but this was the absolute best copy out there.
Mm.
Game's fun as hell. I think there's a lot of replay value in this game.
There's a ton. You won't yeah. know.
The idea is very cool.
The later yeah. half.
Awesome.
It's unique. Very unique.
Yep.
You will not know the answer to the puzzles you first go through later.
No.
On.
Right.
Like from Candyland. Or the factory level, the right. third level.
Exactly.
They get very complex.
Yep. Basically, you're three different characters. You're Vikings. You all have a certain particular set of skills.
They have unique right. skills.
One has like a block. One is an attack. One is a
jump.
Yeah.
Correct. And you have to guide and help each other out through the level. And it's very challenging.
Oh, yeah. sure.
You
yeah.
know, the first level's a joke. I mean, it kind of just Basically. Teaches you how to play the sure. game. And then as the game goes on, the levels get more complex. You know, and it's a wonderful game. It's Interplay. The music,
it's a wonderful game.
It's a wonderful. Great game. The music is phenomenal. Mm. Interplay did a great
like
job.
The 90s rap. Oh,
oh it's great.
I love it.
Kick it. Love Kick it. It. I love it. One of my favorite games
There's
on the Super
Nintendo.
There's
two of them, actually. The
there
Lost
is.
Vikings 2, Norse by Northwest, yeah. is also on the Super Nintendo. Great game.
But the one on PlayStation, right?
Well, the one on play PS1 has full voice acting, which is excellent, too. Hmm. But it uses
really
the same sprites
game.
On the 16-bit version.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't recommend The Lost Vikings. I had it. I can't recommend it enough. It's great. It's yeah. such a great game.
It's a good game. Yep. Moving on. We got our top 10 now coming up.
Oh, here we
Nitty
go.
Gritty.
So starting the top 10 is... This is Eric's pick.
No, it's not. Not even close. Not even the top 100.
So this is me and Rory. Me and Rory both picked this one.
Rory and I.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, well,
grammar police.
Yeah. Grammar Nazi.
Well, I don't have any friends. So.
Well, you know what? I don't want to be friends with people that have poor grammar. So yeah.
That's okay.
There, I said it. Earthbound is... To me, it's more than a video game. It's like
it's life.
It's like a mindset. It's not a game. I've beaten Earthbound probably four or five times. I've played it.
That's crazy to me because I finished the game and I really really liked it. I really enjoyed it a lot.
I don't care for RPGs, but I love
it. And me neither. This was the first RPG, turn-based RPG that I played, and I got into. I was into it. However, the thought of going back to redo it, and this is why it was a little low on, I gave it kind of a lower score. I mean, I think I gave it like a 3.5 or something, but, it's really long.
It's a long
it's
game.
It's really long.
You know what?
How long is it?
The journey.
It's like 30 hours.
Really?
It's a long
yeah.
journey.
Hours. Yeah, for an SNES areas. Game.
Eight
wow.
bosses.
Wow.
It's, the journey to me, like, it never let me, it absolutely like that's a you know,
really?
That's a cliche, but it absolutely is for this game. Like I enjoy every level.
But so I liked it. Why good. Like why I was saying why I like Star Fox and, right. and that the animals made me laugh. It sounded weird. The animals made me laugh. This game was funny. There's a lot of really
so the
funny
good.
Parts.
Kid
to
comes
it.
Up, he goes, psst, I just farted.
Yeah, yeah. There's shit like that, right? And like the enemies are hilarious. Like. What was the one, like, angry hipster or something yeah. like that, you know?
Yeah, new age retro hippie.
New age retro
and,
hippie.
And it
yeah.
was constantly changing, like, you know, when, like, I played Dragon Warrior along the same time when I was doing this, and the enemies were just kind of the same, just in different colors.
Sure.
You know, these were, like, we would be here forever talking about every single enemy in that game. There's a shitload of
Rowdy
them.
Duck.
Rowdy Duck.
I freaking love that game. Abstract Art.
Yeah,
Abstract Art. Of course you guys beat this game.
Yeah.
Mike, you beat it also?
Yeah.
We did a review of this game.
We did.
Yeah, a
what
long
episode
time ago.
Was that?
It was a long, long
so
time.
So if you want to hear our review, it's back there somewhere
yeah.
in our
yeah.
history. So
it
should, check
sure
it out.
Stay.
I was trying to look it up real quick on the phone, but we're going to get to the next one.
Get to the next one.
Let's get to it. Number 9?
Number 9. Number 9, Super Punch Out. I don't know what can I say about
whose
I mean,
pick is this?
This was mine.
Okay,
it's fucking Punch Out.
Yeah,
it's good.
Kind of.
It's a victory.
I mean,
lap.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
really is a victory lap. Like they didn't need to make it. I don't feel that this game is a cheap cash in on the Punch Out franchise.
No,
they just said let's just drop this mic and do it again.
Yeah.
And they brought in a lot of characters from the arcade that were not in
exactly
NES
right,
ones.
Right.
Like,
and it's better.
Dragon Chan.
Yeah.
I think the
Piston. Well, like,
some of them were based
Piston
on
Hurricane.
Characters.
Piston Hurricane, right. Bear Hugger's funny.
Bear Hugger.
He's huge.
Bear Hugger.
He's huge.
Bear Hugger.
This is one of the few games where, while I like this game, it's one of the few games where I like the first game compared to the second game.
I do too.
The upgrade.
Yeah.
I feel like the first game was better than the second game. And I usually like the Super Nintendo game better of all of them. The sequel is always better. But for whatever, and not by a wide margin, but I still think it's the originals.
I thought this game was sloggy. Like, it's a really good game, but there's a slogginess about it.
The controls, I thought the controls on the NES version were incredibly tight. Yeah. They're a little loose on in this one. Yeah.
Right.
I thought.
There's a lot more gimmicks in this one, too.
Right? Yeah.
You guys have, like, canes or, like, they'll break your shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, the Bruiser Brothers.
And also think of what it had to live up to. I mean, it almost didn't matter what they did.
Sure.
It would have been impossible to meet expectations.
I do love the wacky guys, and I love how there's no repeats.
Yes, I agree with that. I like the no repeats.
But it's like if they made it like a Saving Private Ryan 2.
Mm. Well, yeah, that would be real
hard to live up to. It
would
be difficult.
D-Day.
Right.
Do Normandy.
I know. That's a dark place, Ryan.
Come back.
Another thing that they did is they changed the
Mystical
mechanics
Ninja.
Where there's only one round. There's no longer rounds, so you don't get that shit-talking in between the rounds anymore.
Yeah.
In the Super Punch-Out.
I missed that.
I was surprised that it was 9. I thought it was going to be lower on the, like, I thought it was going to be like a 19 or an 18.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised to see it at 9.
I really like the game. It's tough for me to say that I like it more than the NES one. I mean, that's a great game too. I don't know.
Oh, it's
classic. They're both awesome.
Okay, let's move on. Number 8. That fucking sound, man.
Oh, yes.
He's like ready to do a game review. So what is this?
Mega Man X.
This is Ryan's pick.
Mega Man X. It's a great addition to the franchise. When they moved on to 16-bit, put out Mega Man X on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
It did well.
So much better than Mega Man 7.
It
was fun.
They didn't just throw out a game, improve the graphics, and just puke it out.
Right.
And they go, oh, we had this great franchise on NES.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, held its own.
It's its own thing.
It's just totally
I believe
thing.
There are six
Absolutely.
Mega Man X's.
Yeah.
Went all the way up to, like, the PS2? Is there one on PS2?
Yeah, it's terrible,
there is.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah, they got bad.
Hot garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be 7 or 8.
That game sucks.
I have one of them on a disc over there. X8, I think it is. Might be on PlayStation.
Yeah. Oh, no, you just have Mega Man X.
It's a Mega Man X.
Mega Man 8.
Oh, I think it's 8.
It's just 8.
Insane. I think it's fucking awesome.
Really good
controls. First time I played it.
And you can jump off walls. Can you jump off walls in Mega Man 7? I forget.
No.
I don't believe you can.
No, it's the first one.
Yeah, it's almost like a double jump.
And it's so familiar. When you play it, it's very familiar. You're not going through this whole tutorial.
It's very
learning
easy.
All this bullshit.
Yeah. Very easy to pick up.
It feels familiar.
Yeah. Right.
The thing that I don't like about the X series is that they transitioned from stupid men to animal themes.
Yeah.
Like flame elephant.
Yeah, elephant. Yeah, and all that stuff.
Name.
Yeah.
Or like storm eagle. Or like,
yeah, but how many games were before that? Like 4? How many before X?
I believe there were 6 at that point.
6. Okay. Well,
that's right.
Because
7 came out after, didn't it?
At some point, you have to do something different.
Sure.
I mean, it gets really,
old.
It got old by Mega Man 4.
Yeah. Well, enough with the men's.
I would
bring on the giraffes and weird shit.
The weird shit.
You know?
They didn't just go, oh, we're just going to rip off, you know, Mega Man 2.
Oh, right.
Or
yeah.
Mega
no,
Man
it's
3.
It's a solid game.
Yeah. When they put out this game, they went, we're going to fucking do this all out. We're going to make a huge, what's going on with the computer over there?
It keeps like nothing. Go ahead.
And I just think it's phenomenal. It's one of my favorite games on the NES.
They have the power.
I don't know what
too,
I gave it, but I should have ranked it a lot higher.
Where you can make your character more badass.
Yeah. Right.
It got a 3.6.
And the armor and the gun, which is hidden.
Uh huh.
And the shoes so you can dash.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 7 we're at, right? Number 7 is a Ryan pick. I'm surprised it's at number 7, but here it is. So number 7 is Super Metroid.
Oh my god, this is only 7?
That's why I was surprised. I thought this game would be in the top 5.
We're going to review this game at some point.
You thought it would be in the top 5?
I did, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to review this game at some point. This is probably one of the best games I've ever played in my life.
Wow.
The environment they hand you.
Right.
gives you all the tools that you need to try to figure out what's happening in the game. The music's fucking phenomenal, right. First of all.
So what you're saying is you don't need to Google to figure it out.
Yeah, you don't need to fucking Google. There's a loneliness about the game, which is great.
Yes.
I like games that make you feel lonely and make you feel like you're sucked into the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a loneliness about this game. The environment.
A little claustrophobic, too.
Very much so.
It's great. Yeah, it might not be the best looking game. This is still a side-scrolling game, and there's other games that are better looking.
The opening, but 10-15 minutes of the game is phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's really well done.
It's a work. This game is like almost a work of art on 16-bit.
I don't really care for the game.
I don't think it's that great of a game, but okay. I do. I can understand how
I'll
you
give
would
you the
think
presentation.
I can never take that away
up.
From you. Oh, way like, above the original Metroid.
Oh, yeah.
It's 1,000 times better than the
but
original
I don't,
Metroid.
I don't care for Metroid.
I think this garbage. Is why Rory gave it a 2. I think
I don't care for.
And
it.
I think that's why it dropped to 7.
Multiple times, and I multiple times have stopped playing it.
See,
because I got to a point where I said I'm not having fun.
See, here's the thing about this game. I'm not a big story guy when it comes to games. I don't give a fuck about the story. This game is different. It has a story. But the story, because of the loneliness, because you're not talking to people, there's nothing to describe anything in the game.
Hmm.
You're on your own adventure. And
right.
They kind of leave you to the environment. Hmm. And that's why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
The improvement over the original Metroid is just amazing. There's a fucking map in it. And I know we're reviewing that at the end of this episode, correct?
We are.
Well, just the capabilities of the system. They made, you know,
we're
going
to be making a lot of comparisons to original Metroid and Super Metroid here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, moving on, we have number 6. I think this is a good spot for this one. So this is Super Castlevania 4 at number 6. This was my pick. I don't know. What do you guys think of it being at number 6? Too high?
Well,
just right?
If I have 5 games of my own, I think they're all 1 through 5. But I can't argue with it. I can't argue with it. I've never finished the game. It is pretty smooth, though. It's a good Castlevania game.
I just love the going from the NES games. We just talked about this with Super Metroid. But going to the NES games to this one where you can whip in 8 directions.
Mm.
Makes the game so much more enjoyable. There's so much less cheap bullshit in this game than there were in the NES games. The controls just feel really good. It looks awesome to look at.
it's
just a really, really solid game. I love it. I play it all the time. And I suck at it. The levels, the different controls. Levels, too, are just...
Right.
You can choose what bosses you want to
fight. Right.
And then the game is a different trajectory.
Yeah.
It's an okay game. I don't have love for this game. Like, I don't hate it, but I love it. Like,
that's the way I am, I appreciate that it's a good Castlevania game.
I'm not picking it up in traffic at the airport.
It crushes every Castlevania game on the NES, for me anyway.
3 is pretty fun.
I love it. Even with all the bullshit in 3, I love 3.
Mm-mm.
The extra characters.
Do you feel like this game...
Yeah, and you know what? That sucks that they got rid of that. That was a nice little quirk or whatever you want to call it with the third game that you could be different people.
Do you feel like this Castlevania game is the Mega Man X of Castlevanias? Or you think it's better than Mega Man X in its own franchise?
Well, I think it's better than Mega Man X.
Like within its own franchise.
Did it do it justice is basically what he's saying.
I think I disagree with you because mainly I don't know, maybe because like Mega Man had like 6 games to fuck around with, where this had 3 games and the one in the middle was like a bizarre game, you know what I mean? Like so you had Castlevania 1 and then you had Castlevania 2, which was strange, and then you had Castlevania 3, and then this one kind of was almost, you can almost say this was a remake of the first one, really, you know?
Okay. All right.
Or maybe even the third, I guess the third one.
Yeah.
But anyway. Top 5, people. Are we ready for number 5?
I'm so excited.
Yes. Oh.
Now, I was surprised that this was 5.
You're making a lot of angry noise.
Should be way higher.
Should be way higher. I'm surprised, too. How was this 5?
It's like top 5 best games of all time. Yeah. Not just for the Super Nintendo.
It's really good.
But we also reviewed this one. This was my pick, right, Mike?
Yeah.
I think it was me and you.
It was both in our top 5s.
Yep.
I think it was my number 1.
I think it was my number 2.
I think it was my number... Oh, no. No, it wasn't my number 1. I don't want to give away my number 1. But it was my number 2. It is the... Well, I would say of the earlier generations, it's the best Zelda game for sure for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it smashes Ocarina. I think it's better than that. I think it's obviously better than the original. And two, it took everything the first game did, the original Legend of Zelda on NES, and it just made it better. It fixed the bad parts, made the good parts better, you know? I don't want to really call it an RPG, but as far as an action-adventure game goes, I don't know what else you want.
It's that the template that other games not only are based off of, but are judged against.
Right.
Absolutely.
Once again, it did everything. It fixed everything with the NES version.
Correct. And while I love that game,
know what to do.
Right. While I love the original game, I'll admit it had its fucking problems, and this just nipped all that in the butt. I think the difference with the light and dark world, and
that was cool.
I think that was a great part of the story, and how they worked it in, and the change of enemies and the change of environment when you went back and forth. I just think
it's
everything about it's
game
amazing.
Too. It's
yeah, massive. It's a long game. Yeah. It's a big game.
Got a duck too.
Yeah, I never thought it was cheap. I never went, this is fucking cheap. Sometimes in the castles Moldorin. With the fucking fireballs. Yeah, Mordor. He was a cocksucker, but, you know, I don't want to be that guy, but I never really had that big a problem with him. I know you guys, he was on your most annoying list, right?
Well, I didn't have a problem with it. There. He was just fucking obnoxious and annoying. You know what I mean? Like, he's knocking me off. Just kill me. Right. Don't make me walk up all the stairs again to fight you with full health. Go fuck yourself.
When we reviewed this game, it was actually the first time I ever really sat down and really played the game.
Right.
The game's phenomenal.
It is.
Like, you know right away.
I mean, and then the music, the pacing of the music, and again, I'm not even really that big of a music guy, but the pacing of it is absolutely perfect.
Controls are tight.
Every part you go to is synced perfectly with the music. It's an experience. It pulls you in. You feel like you're part of it. And I can't say that about many games. I mean, there's games that are realistic right now that have like, you can't even tell that it's a computer generated thing, and I don't get as sucked into them as I did this game.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I got really sucked into the game for the first time.
It gives me a certain feeling, you know?
It's
like when we used to climb the ropes in gym class, you know?
Dude, I'll tell you what, it's fun just walking around and chopping down the bushes. It's
kind of funny.
Just to find the coins and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like there's a satisfaction.
The discovery of things. Yeah. When you
it
discover
just feels
something.
Good to hit stuff.
Fucking
it
right. Does.
You see all those bushes, you're just like, I have to
hack all of them.
Yeah,
you walk by them.
And
that fucking sound. Oh my God.
And then some guy pops out and hits you, and you're like, fuck, I should have done that. I should have just kept walking.
Yeah.
And went to the castle.
Fucking nerd boner the whole game.
Number four.
Number four.
All right.
Does this to anyone sound like Kyle's mom's a bitch from South Park?
Yes, it does. I never thought
she was a bitch on Wednesday, Thursday. She's a bitch. Kyle's mom's a bitch. And then she's a stupid bitch.
Holy shit, it does. Wow.
We all know that. Now, this is Rory's pick. This is Super Mario World, but he also included the hybrid cart.
Never seen the hybrid cart, the one that came with Super Mario All-Stars. Though there is an American version of it. I've never seen it, though.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, you lost me with all that. I was down with Super Mario World. I probably would have thrown a 5 at that, but you threw in all that bullshit, and I don't know. I think I gave it a 4
I just looked at Super
about.
Mario World.
Yeah,
that's how I graded it.
I gave this one a 5.
I would give like Super Mario World a 5. I don't even know what this other shit is he's talking about.
Super
on
Mario
the
All-Stars.
All-Stars.
Yeah, it's with all the games.
Something with a cart. I don't know what
the hybrid cart was. Super Mario All-Stars and World on one cart.
Oh, they put that on one cart.
If you
okay, yeah. Okay.
So I kind of cheated when I recommended this one because it's actually two games.
It
in
is
one.
Two games. Yeah, you're like Ryan. You're breaking the fucking rules now.
But it is a legitimate card. It was given a serial number.
Sure.
So, I mean, Mario All-Stars, we all know what it is. It's all of the, other than the Lost Levels, which was never released in America, the Japanese Mario 2. It's all the original NES Mario games done with better graphics and 16-bit sound and save states for a Super Nintendo.
Which is huge for Super Mario 3.
It's fucking
huge.
Right.
It's huge for all of them, but 3 especially. You can't, I mean, when I want to play those games, I'm normally going to play, I'd say 8 out of 10 times, I'll play it on the Super Nintendo Mario All-Stars version rather than the NES version.
Absolutely.
They're just great. I mean, they're just souped up. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Mario World, the packing game, people will differ. I still don't think that there's a better Mario game ever than Mario World.
Okay. I disagree, but I could see that. Yeah.
Mario World took everything that made Mario 3 awesome and put it up to 16-bit 11.
Like, added Yoshi.
They added Yoshi. They added, well, multiple Yoshis, really, because the four color variants. Right. Like two different stuff. Mm-hmm. The flying one, the earthquake one, the fire one, and then just the green one that doesn't do anything.
Not to derail the conversation too much here, but I read an article recently where the developer admitted that the mechanic where Yoshi sticks his tongue out, people thought Mario was pointing for Yoshi to stick his tongue out. He's actually punching him in the side of the head, and people thought that, and it makes a noise like he's actually punching the fucking dinosaur in the head to get him to grab things with his tongue.
Cruel bastard.
Now think how many times you hit Yoshi in the head. Son, do you feel bad?
Bitch.
I feel terrible. Anyway, continue.
I do love
where's PETA?
You know. Do you remember that, like, there's one level on, like, Butter Bridge where, like, the game has lots of secrets and, like, there's different paths that are open up based on different things. Like, you put the weird imaginary key into the keyhole and then a new level opens up.
Yeah, there's cryptic stuff.
And there's a lot of cryptic stuff. Like, the Forest of Illusion, you have to beat Star levels in certain time frames to get up different paths, like, for example. I'm channeling you speak about animal abuse where I would take Yoshi to the Bitter Bridge, and like there's one of them you have to actually jump off of him. You have to dive under the goalpost and then jump off him and let him die and fall to his death.
Right.
In front of his children.
That was very satisfying to you, wasn't it? You sick fuck.
Yoshi's kind of an asshole.
He is kind of an asshole.
He's kind of an asshole.
But I always thought he was an asshole, but now I kind of take it all back. I feel bad now that I know I was punching him in the fucking side of the head to get him to spit his tongue out all the time.
Do you really feel bad?
Not really, no. I hate that fucking dinosaur.
I might have ranked it too high, though, I think. I don't know.
I've beaten this game 8-9 times. I will play it, and like maybe every other year I'll go through it all. And you could do it pretty quick.
Real quick, no pressure. Right. Is it better than Mario 2 for you?
Oh, Ferris
Bueller. Is it better than Mario 2?
For you.
Good
drop. I believe it blows Mario. I think it's the best Mario game that's ever been made.
Christ!
Okay.
Including the ones that they may make
in the future. Asshole.
Well, they will make them in the future.
Shut the fuck up. Rory and I are talking.
I'm sorry. He fucked up my Alan Wake conversation. I can fuck his conversation up all I want.
It is the it's the best Mario game ever made. The only thing I don't like about it is like they have the special levels. Yeah. And they all have funny names like Mondo, Outrageous, Groovy, and like shit like that. You do the last one. I don't remember what it's called. And all of the turtles, like all the sprites change. And it's annoying because you can't change it back. Mm-hmm. So like all the turtles, instead of being like Koopas, they turn into like Mario head, like jack-o'-lanterns with mustaches and walk around. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
that is
the piranha flowers do that. They turn into jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I wanted to go back to what it was. So like, I don't actually do the last special level. I let that one stay.
Okay.
Cool. Another thing has boss fights.
All
the Koopa kids are back.
Yeah, that's cool.
They have boss fights.
Koopa kid. Yeah.
Great music too.
Yeah.
Future episode.
I guess so.
Yeah, we got to cover that game.
Number 3.
Oh, the top 3.
Sorry, guys. I got sidetracked.
That's all right. We just
computers going nuts. Hair. Fucking Lenovo.
Fucking awesome.
What can you say?
Turtles in Time.
Yeah, I picked this. I don't know if anyone.
I'm sorry,
else
this
did.
Was an Eric pick. 4.1 it scored. 4.1.
I think I gave this one a 5.
Here we go. I did.
I might have.
Here we go again.
I at least gave it a 4.1.
4. I think it was a 4. I gave it.
Right.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Here we go again with the arcade. An arcade game ported to the SNES, and I will say with confidence that I am not crazy, and I played both. Last night, to make sure that I'm not crazy, good news, I'm not. This is the definitive version of this game.
You're saying the port is the definitive version of the original?
I am saying it's the quintessential version. I'm saying it is superior to the arcade game in every way except for graphics and the fact that you can't play four player. It has Bebop and Rocksteady. Sure, it has an extra Metrodome level, right?
Technodrome.
I'm sorry.
Metrodome.
It's getting late. It's kind of like Metrodome. Yeah, Metrodome. Why did I go to
the
that?
Metronome, actually. Metrodome is in Minnesota.
The end of the surfing level, it has the Rat King. You can throw enemies at the screen, and you know you're doing it.
Right.
In the arcade, it was totally random.
It seemed to be random. I don't know how to do it.
No, you could do it whenever you want.
It's true, though. That's hilarious. Yeah. Seriously, because, when you play the arcade, you just hit fucking buttons, and all of a sudden the enemy comes towards you.
It's the truth, man. The combat is more gratifying. If you played on the arcade and the actual hitting of the enemies, it's kind of soft. Like, it just makes like a little like a little noise, like it just doesn't feel like you're hurting them. That's on the SNES, it's more like you just hit the fuck out of them. Like it's very hard.
It's
and heavy.
A very odd sound.
And I don't know why, but it's so gratifying. Yeah. Yes, it's so gratifying to beat the shit out of
that
people.
That sound
in this
doesn't
game.
Appear anywhere else in any other game.
No, not it's definitely not the arcade sound. Version of this. Yeah. Because last time when we did this, Rory looked at me like I had five fucking heads, and I had to make sure I was right. And it turns out I'm right.
You are right.
This is the better version.
No, I thought you were talking about.
You're right that I was right. It's the better version. Final boss, Super Shredder. I'm sorry. I'm just giving the reasons why. Because I knew I would get looks and questions about how the fuck could I feel this way. Final boss, Super Shredder.
Oh yeah,
too.
I have questions.
Way better.
I just think it's so.
What's the matter with you?
I got issues, dude. I got big time issues.
Get out of here.
I it goes way back. You're gonna have to talk to my shrink.
Ninja Turtles. Okay. Have some of the best beat 'em ups.
Fucking right. Yeah.
And when you really think about it, it is an odd thing.
It's just one of the best.
It's a Ninja Turtle cartoon,
mm-hmm.
but yet they did it so right when it came to video games, except for the first game.
Yeah, but the second one. Wipe out that game. Second one on the NES, I think, is really good.
Exactly.
It's pretty good.
Was that the arcade one?
Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade.
Was really and they had the a third one, too. Game. What was the third one on NES?
That Manhattan Project.
Yeah, Manhattan Project.
It's great game.
So then it went to 16-bit, and you know, Turtles in Time is amazing.
Fucking right, yeah.
Hyperstone Heist on Genesis. The arcade's great.
Mm-hmm. So they're all great beat-em-up.
It lends itself to
franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good setup.
They're not going to make pizza. They're going to fight.
Yes. Right. It's so fun.
Little gabagool.
Here we go.
Little gabagool. Yeah.
Top two.
It's Michelangelo's.
This is the pick that I was surprised at. I love this game.
Yeah.
I'm just really surprised that it's
number
two.
This does not make you smile.
Yeah,
when you hear this song, it makes me smile.
Yeah.
Because A Link to the Past is better than this game.
In every way. Sure.
I don't know.
I agree. Video game-wise, artistically, it's a better game.
Yeah.
Fun-wise?
Right.
Bomberman, exactly. Right. But Bomberman is fucking Bomberman.
You're playing with three or four people.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
This game is a two when you're playing by yourself. It's a five when you play with other people. Yeah. I mean, that's really what it is.
You could, when you play, like, the deathmatch with the drones, like, the game.
Nowhere near as cool.
It's not as good. Well, people are smarter than the drones. The drones are stupid.
Well, not only that, it's just not as enjoyable.
And people are also dumber than the drones.
Yeah, well, that too. And the shit talking. And it's so much fewer room for everybody screams when the final bomb goes. And it's just it's a good drinking game too, you know. It's not difficult.
Play.
It's not a difficult.
We should all
game.
Just play that.
There are five of them too. Super Nintendo. Yeah. And they're all excellent.
They're good games.
The last three are the last two are Japan only. But there's
like the
translation patch for four.
I think it's the first one. Well, that's the music from
the
original
one.
Super Bomberman.
One and two, I think they're the best. Yeah. I give one a hedge over two, but two is awesome.
They're fucking great.
They're
fun. You're playing with four people, and you're all sitting there together, and you're playing that game.
That's the thing, though.
And you gang up on somebody.
I love the art style. I love the weapons.
Fucking assholes.
I love the weapons and the zones. I mean, that's what, like, the best of my knowledge, the first Bomberman on the NES, or like even the TurboGrafx, like the 93 and 94, they're great games, but they're missing something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo
definitely.
Ones. Maybe it's the sound chip. Maybe it's the four players at once.
Yeah.
Even the campaign's kind of fun. I don't mind the campaign.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's definitely not as good as when you're playing with. Oh, you said you weren't. You're not a big fan with the campaign.
It's a whole different game.
It is rage quitting, though.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Definitely. Some of these bosses, they make you rage quit.
Mm-hmm. One players are definitely rage quitting.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one game.
Oh, my God.
For the Emulate This podcast.
Be ready for this.
I hit the wrong buttons.
That's okay.
You can tell you don't get paid to do
this. We all know what this is. Mario Kart. I love this.
Right. What did you call this? Canasta? What was this?
Canasta.
Some strange Can't name for this.
Bossa Nova?
Bossa Nova.
Bossa Nova.
Oh, Bossa Nova.
Can you think of another game that just makes you smile?
No.
Like,
not like
this. Every time you're playing it.
Not like this.
Even the single player.
No.
I love
that. Oh, absolutely.
This game's fun to play by yourself.
I think it's almost
as
good.
To kill a half hour?
Yeah.
Play it by yourself.
Yeah. This is my favorite Mario Kart of every Mario Kart ever made.
Right.
Yeah. I like it too.
Love it. Love it.
It's fighting with the 64 game. It's one of my one of the few games I really like on 64. I could see this. This one's just as good, I'd say. I would have a hard time picking between.
The strange thing about this game, when you play it one player, split screen.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see.
You don't realize it,
but it's nice to see how close those other assholes are to you.
You adjust. But I would have preferred a full screen. But then, like, most of
but when you put down, like, a banana peel, and then you see the character on the map below you when you're playing by yourself spin on and you hear that sound, it's so satisfying.
And that's the difference is if this game didn't have the weapons, I mean, that was just genius.
By the way, this scored a 4.7.
Wow.
Nearly a perfect
score. Everyone gave it a 5. Who didn't give it a 5?
I gave it
like a 4.6, I think.
Yeah, Mike was doing the decimal. I gave the decimal.
Oh, you were doing Dewey Decimal,
what a dickhead, huh?
Yeah, seriously. How dare you do this to Mario Kart?
This game is still great.
How dare it? So it's number one.
Yeah,
Rory and I still play this.
I was just going to say that this game really lends itself well to RetroArch Netplay. It is such a great game to play. Like, Ryan and I, we still fire. This is like our practice to play something else game.
As soon as we fire it up and we connect,
we go,
Super Mario Kart.
Let's get it on, Art Disson. All right.
Let's get it on.
We reviewed this last season universally loved around the table, except for Mike thinks it's okay. 4.6, not a 5.
Yeah.
But that's okay. This was the game I got up early before school to play.
Sure.
And you couldn't do nothing to get me up early for school. But this game did it for me. I had an addiction.
Did you guys ever play, I know you've played it, but the lost, forgotten battle mode in this game.
I didn't know this. This has a battle mode?
It has battle mode.
This is where battle mode was invented.
But nobody plays battle mode.
I never played it.
We never played battle mode.
I don't care.
It was awesome on the 64 version. I never really played
it. It's not awful on the Super Nintendo version, but
you know what? I did play it. It just wasn't.
I don't care.
I didn't get
hooked
on it at all.
I just want to
race the GP.
Yeah.
And to the game's credit, you could play with another person and still have 6 automated people at the time. Right.
And I have no idea to this day. I have no idea why I suck so bad at the ghost level.
It's in your head. It's in your head.
It's in my fucking head.
Well, also, when you hit the walls, they fall.
Yeah. Right. They fall, but you bounce off. But yet, I still go down the hole. Mm. It sucks. Totally sucks. And I still have not figured it out. I suck at the ghost level. But it's a great game.
Either way, I don't like racing. Even if you don't like racing games, and I don't like racing games.
It's a racing game in mechanics only.
No, I love this game. What are you talking about?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who do you pick?
Why do you think I don't like it?
Who's just fell in the mic. I thought you were like going, fuck this game.
Who do
you
got? Oh, no. Definitely not.
Who do you normally take?
What do you mean?
For the audience, like, do you have a set guy that you always pick?
Not really.
No?
I do.
I like to fuck around.
I like the little Koopa.
Koopa. I do the turtle.
You do the turtle?
Okay, not Koopa, the little
or
Koopa.
Or Yoshi,
Koopa,
actually.
Koopa,
no, you know what? I pick Yoshi
more
than
anything. You
pick Yoshi
when we play.
Yeah,
I almost always take Luigi.
Yeah, he always does.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I take Yoshi.
Remember what I told you? Luigi says mustache rides all night.
Because Yoshi makes that noise when you start off. When you start off, you hit gas, red, gas, yellow.
Right, and what does
it
do?
And then you hit it, you time it right.
It's time.
It does right, that.
The boost.
Yeah, I like that.
That's true.
But I like Yoshi.
I like the trooper, the little guy. Yeah. No one sees him coming. Sneaks in.
Him and Toad have good cornering.
They do. They do everything good. Not necessarily really good. But they do everything well enough that I think it's a good balance.
Have,
it's a good balance driver.
They all have
driver.
Talents.
They're good
guess,
balance
right?
drivers.
Well,
a
everyone
good driver.
In the columns have different
right.
skills.
Right, Mario's the most.
Mario and Luigi are balanced.
Yeah, yeah.
Yoshi and the princess have higher acceleration.
Right.
Bowser and Donkey Kong Jr. have higher top
higher
speed.
Tops, but they're
the
awful because if you hit one
acceleration,
thing, you're done.
And then Toad and the Koopa Troopa have better turning.
You know, I played one on the Switch.
Oh yeah,
the new Super Mario Kart. Yeah,
how's that?
I gotta say, I still like the original.
Well,
exactly.
Says a lot.
Yeah.
Says a lot.
I played it here, right here, sitting here.
This is in my top.
Cliff,
this
he's
is
been
prob-
on our show.
This
Cliff,
is my, oh, okay.
California.
Yeah, yeah. Right, California.
He was here,
Cliff.
Brought out
yeah.
the Switch, right. Played it. Still like the Super Nintendo version, man.
Mm.
I don't know.
It's in my probably top 10 games of all time.
Yeah.
I would put
great game.
Mario Kart
number one.
I've played a billion fucking games.
Well, just picture this before we leave this segment. Just picture Super Mario Kart, the podium.
Mm-hmm.
And the game
banging
and
the
Mario
bottles.
Kart's on the top right now, and all the confetti's falling. Mario Kart is the winner.
You're the winner.
There you go.
You're number one.
Super Nintendo games of all time. In Japan, they drink the wine
they
or the champagne.
Champagne.
Right. So picture that. We're drinking champagne.
All right.
Good times. All right. Let's get to the game review. Metroid for the NES. by Nintendo and put out in 1987.
I kind of like that song.
Really?
That that song just describes the entire game.
A droning nothing.
Well, it's just really, it is. It's just very creepy. It's very uneasy feeling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This game, some say, the first game to feature a female protagonist.
Right. And you're led to believe that it's a male on account of that the instruction booklet. On the instruction booklet, it says, hey, Samus, he, this and that. You know?
Yeah, right. So this
they
game.
They fooled you.
They got you good.
Assholes.
This game, absolutely.
Or they translated it wrong.
Yeah, it could be.
By the way, I was so shitty at this game that when it was over, I didn't even get the good ending.
No?
Like, she was just in her suit.
I've never had the power to finish this.
Because this game did not give you the environment to navigate yourself.
There's no fucking map. You need a map for a game. Everything looks exactly the same.
It's
the color just changes.
For the wrong reasons. Like, it literally all looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
On every world. It all looks the same.
No.
You don't agree?
No, because
There are doors that transition between them.
Yeah, but I mean, there's three areas. I think there's three areas, but like, Norfair has like a bluish look to it, and then like there's the, I don't remember the areas, but the one where you fight fucking, I don't know, Ralph or whatever. What the fuck is his name?
Ralph.
Kraid?
Ralph Mel.
That's right, his name is Kraid, and it's like a metallic. So the areas look the same. What doesn't look the same is when you're in those areas and you go in and out of doors, every door and every section of that area looks the same.
And the enemy follows you through the fucking door.
Some of them do.
So basically, just like Super Metroid, you start out with basically nothing. You have your gun.
No, you don't. Oh, yes, you do.
You have your gun, but you don't have other things you need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have your the ball.
No, and that was interesting because, you know, when you start the game, you instinctively want to go to the right.
Absolutely.
And you don't get very far because you're like, what?
Yeah.
So then that was kind of, sometimes you have to think like what it was like playing this game for the first time back in like the eight, like
when you had no idea.
When did you play this as a kid?
No, yeah, I played the
first time I played it was about 4 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So that's when we first tried to do this episode.
Oh, no kidding. I hadn't really.
I played Super Metroid, but not this one.
Eric, did you play this as a kid?
I played it as a kid. I had no love for it then. And then I tried it I tried to play it again for the second time when Ryan tried it for the first time, and still have no love for it.
So I own this as a kid, and I traded it for Simon's Quest.
Wow. sandwich for a shit hoagie.
Yeah, right. So who got I actually think I got the worst deal.
So how long did you have this game before you traded it away?
I don't remember.
Did you play it at all?
Oh, yeah.
All right, how'd you?
And I didn't know what was going on.
Did you use Nintendo Power, or how did you do it?
No.
Nothing?
No, I had no Nintendo, but I didn't do anything with it. Like, I never beat it when I was a kid. And it was just, you know, it was what happened when I played Simon's Quest. I would get to a point, and I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. And I don't know, I was younger, like really young when I was playing it, so I'm like probably seven or eight. What's that?
Yeah. It's an advanced game.
It is.
It's not really made and targeted for young children.
Not at all.
Or even without, you know, FAQs didn't really exist at the time. The best you had was Nintendo Power, but like,
there's some.
Is it even advanced?
Some hidden shit.
I don't even know if it is.
Well, I mean, compared to like Super Mario Brothers, yeah, it is.
Think about all the mechanics in it, where you have to upgrade, you have to find the upgrades.
But you need Nintendo Power.
You need some type of guide for that game.
There are some, like, when it comes to like blowing out walls to get to the next part of the game, that's whatever. You had to do that in Zelda.
Right. Or hidden bubbles.
There's certain things, like there's one section of the game where there's like lava throughout the game, right? Well, if you fall in the lava and you stay in it long enough, you end up dying. But there's one part in the game where you have to go through the lava.
Right.
So what is all that about?
Well, you have to have the right suit.
No. No, you don't, because if you have that other suit, you still die in the other lava. But why would you, why would a kid or anybody think that throughout the whole game, that lava is going to kill me? So, but this one specific area, that's where I have to go through.
Yeah, what would tip you
off? So, like, that, to me, fuck all the bombing and fuck like the high jumps and all that, Ryan, to get to like Ryan, other parts, yeah, of the game. You can, if you play it long enough, you bomb your way through certain walls. You're gonna figure it out. Super Metroid's like that too. You're just bombing shit all over the place. Yeah. But the whole lava thing, that's bullshit. Cheap. It really is. It's cheap.
Right.
Because you have to do that. If you don't figure out that that one specific area gets you through to the next part of the game, you're not beating the game.
Yeah. And I know I say I like games that don't tell you, that really tell you minimal about what you need to know, and you have to learn it based on the environment. But this game just tells you absolutely nothing.
Tells you nothing.
The environment tells you nothing. And I'm going from Super Metroid to playing this. So what I thought
was... Well, that's crazy.
Well, the logical thing in my head after playing Super Metroid was to go, all right, I'll draw the map from what I know from Super Metroid. So I'm going to draw that similar map that I think I need to navigate through this game.
Based on Super Metroid?
Based on Super Metroid.
Okay.
So I drew out the map, and I'm drawing on paper the same type of map, the block cube type of map.
Right.
And there was one point in the game where I was off.
Where's your graph paper?
I was actually using graph paper. I have graph paper near there. I was using graph paper. I was off by a quarter inch or one block on the graph paper.
And that ruins everything.
And I totally fucked up. Mm. And I didn't realize it for a good period of time that I
was kept off going to like the
drawing.
Same room.
Yes, because I didn't want to cheat. I didn't want to use Nintendo Power. I didn't want to go online and look it up. But just from my drawings, I was that far off. And at the time, when this game came out, did kids... Because I was a kid at the time, and I didn't play this game, so I didn't. I had no experience with this. But the kids in the know, did they draw their own maps, or did they like go to Nintendo Power?
I would think both at the time.
Right. So before they sold Nintendo Power, they just went, I'm going to draw my own map. I feel like I need to draw a map.
You have to.
I would have never thought that as a kid.
Which is shit, because you know, like,
7 years old.
I think this game came out a year after Zelda. And Zelda, watch that drink, man.
That's pretty close to the edge.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I live.
Push it back just a little bit.
Push it back a little bit. Okay. I don't like to do that, but I did.
You got the whole table there. Why you decide to put it on the very fucking edge? It's beyond.
I'm playing it too safe right now. I'm not comfortable.
Jack's snuck in here.
No, it's absolute.
Jack, get here.
Absolute now. What the fuck was I talking about?
We were talking about maps.
Yeah.
You're talking about graph paper with children.
My point was the
kids back in the day draw the map.
The kids at the time know they had to draw the map.
Oh, did they know?
Did they know?
Oh, that's what I was going
to
say.
Trace their path.
I'm sorry. That's what I was going to say. Zelda was out a year before, and as primitive as the map was in Zelda, it was something that gave you an idea of where you might be in that world.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing.
No. Here's one of the big problems of drawing your own map if you don't know the game at all, which I found an issue. Okay.
The metric system.
First off, the levels look the same. The screens look the same on screen. So if you're drawing a map, you have to label colors. So you have to go orange.
Sure.
Blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where it gets fucking, you might have to draw the same fucking map twice, label two different things. And if you're off anywhere in your drawings, you're totally fucked.
I played this game for some reason. I don't know why, but this is a game that I want to like. And I don't know if it's because so many people love this game.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's a name. It's like a
it's a cool name, by the way.
It's a throwback.
But was the name as big when it came out as it is now?
No, but I'm just meaning like it's a cool sounding name, Metroid.
Well, Metroid is pretty badass.
But I mean, like, so I played this. I finally sat down and played this with a map, with a guide.
Yeah.
And I found it more enjoyable than I thought I was. But even playing with a map, though, you still need to figure out where... what you need to do to get to certain parts. So you don't necessarily take all the exploration out
of
it.
About
it's
that.
Still there.
Because the maps don't really help you out all the way. Not as much as in Super Metroid, because in the NES version, let's say there's a column. You go left to right, and then you get in a column where you have to jump over the waivers and all that shit. And you're going north and south. You just feel like you're jumping aimlessly, like north.
Sure.
And you have no idea. And everything looks the fucking same. There's nothing to throw you off.
Which,
at least in Super Metroid, they find there might be a couple blocks that are out of place. You at least know, In the NES, it's just the same fucking thing forever.
It's interesting because what we're complaining about is what a lot of people really like about it. And I don't, that, and that's the thing, like, I don't see how that's enjoyable.
What's that? Having no direction?
Like the exploration factor. Yeah. But you know what, Eric? There's one thing about having no direction, and then there's another thing about wandering aimlessly. Like, there are tons of parts in the game where you're just like, well, I don't really know. I have no objective.
How many times can I walk back and forth before this thing loses me?
I need an objective. Like, if I have some sort of objective of what I want to do, then fine. Like, A Link to the Past has its moments where it can be confusing, but you always have an idea of what you want to do. In this game, there's times where you're like, what am I getting at here?
Even if you were there.
There are chasms that are like 20 levels deep.
Exactly.
With repeating everything. Right. Like, it all looks the same.
It looks the same.
And it's not, I'd argue it's not exploration. It's not even aimless wandering. It's just lazy copy pasting. It's filler.
You have no feeling in that
it's
game.
Filler.
What is in the next room? You're like, I don't know. I have to go in the room because I
because you're
no
not sure if you were there or not.
Inclination what was in there or if I was in there before. Right.
I will say this about the game while we're bitching about it. I think the game at least lends itself well to the feeling of being isolated, especially during that time.
That's makes a great game.
When this game came out, there was not a game like this.
Yeah.
Despite the fuck up with the no map and wandering around aimlessly. You know, you said this about Super Metroid, Eric. You know, you felt claustrophobic, and I think you feel that way in this game. Rory said it on the last time we tried to do this, where he thought it was like an ugly game, and it is, but I think that's the point. I think it's supposed to look like an ugly game. It's supposed to make you feel uneasy.
Yeah, right.
And now when you go back to it and look at it, you know, you're going back almost 30 years to look at this game, and it's as if you're going back to look at Pitfall. You know, it doesn't hold up at all.
Yeah.
But at the time, yes, it was really like, and you're by yourself.
Right.
There are no friends anywhere.
Mm-mm.
You know, in Zelda, you had people to talk to. This is nothing.
Yeah, there's no human. There's no actual antagonist.
And I love that.
I like that too. I like that too.
I like that.
I feel like it's missing some. It's like if I made a movie of me just walking around in my crawl space for 2 hours. Like, I feel like I need more than
shooting
that.
Rats.
Like, I need a plot. Not even that.
Okay.
It's just like me wandering around aimlessly.
It's hard to know that you're progressing.
Exactly.
There's really no, okay, I'm finding weapons and shit and I'm finding new techniques, but am I really progressing? It seems like,
you're right.
How big is this game? What is giving me the impression that I'm succeeding at this game? And I don't get any of that.
There's even like parts where you go, you know, when you hear that, you're moving to a different part of the game.
Right.
But that doesn't mean shit.
No.
There's a lot of times where you've
special.
It just means, okay, you're in a new area. But so then you're like, well, did I do what I was supposed to do in the last area?
Did I get everything? Did I find all the hidden shit?
And that's when you're like, well, I don't fucking know. I don't know what I'm doing.
It feels like it should be a lot smaller than it really is.
It feels the game would be totally different.
Yeah.
If there was an in-game map.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if you want to do all that, take the lava thing out and put an in-game map. I think this is a B+ game.
Yeah,
but without it, I think it's C- at best.
The fact that you can't the fact they throw all enemies at you like low at your feet and you can't kneel
that
to shoot
sucks.
Them, that is just terrible. That is
There's two ways to get around that, and they're both bullshit. One is the wave beam, right? Not guaranteed to hit the enemy because it could just go over them.
Right.
And the other one is to drop bombs.
Oh, yeah.
And that's obnoxious to do.
It's really annoying.
I feel like this game is underwhelming as well as the presentation is not there. Like, I don't care for the Metroid formula, but they immediately understood that game is an eyesore and it's dull.
It's a mistake.
Because
within the first
5 minutes of Super Metroid, for comparison purposes, they immediately show color and vast terrain, and they throw secrets that you can't get at yet. It has like creepy music and sounds you hear get louder as you go down the elevator.
It can't be a mistake.
I don't want to call it a mistake, but it's a prototype.
It's a, exactly. It's a demo. So it's a building block to a better game.
I kind of think it's a perfect example of being a game subject to the time that it was released. Like, they didn't know any better. Again, with the map, they could have put a map.
But you're asking me to spend how much time on a building block? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, now you know it's a building block. Yeah,
it's long for an NES game.
Right,
it's an easy 5-6 hour game.
And you be how long take
sound
Mike?
Too?
Yeah, you don't like that.
Oh my god, no, that gets old. The footstep sound.
You know, I'm thinking of like you brought that up, so I'm thinking of like the controls. I don't mind the controls.
It's a little floaty.
It's floaty, but I it's out of space. I kind of like that because when you're in the air, you can just kind of, I don't know. Once you get used to it,
soft
I guess.
Landing.
Yeah, once you get used to it, you can figure out where you need to land. I guess it's a little tricky getting used to at first, but
I really want to get to eventually. We're going to review Super Metroid.
Yes,
there is one after it on Game Boy.
On Game Boy,
which I've never played.
In between,
yes,
it's Metroid 2.
I haven't played
Return of Samus.
Right, I've never played.
But I did play both Metroids on GameCube, and they're phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
They still hold up, by the way. Metroid Prime, Metroid Echoes. Amazing games. I love those games.
I do like the music in this game a lot.
Yeah.
Every time you go into a new like area, the music gets more and more like crazy.
Right.
Like you're going into the depths of hell or something. So they got it right with
the
that.
The levels don't necessarily change. It doesn't go level two like Mario, whatever the
there's,
fuck.
There's no levels. There's areas.
Well, what I mean is they do it a creative way. The music changes. You know, colors change.
Yeah.
So you feel it. You feel it more than you're being told you're in a different level.
You know? You've moved on.
Yeah. It's a neat way.
What the hell's up with the Chozo statues, the bird statues everywhere that have the power-ups?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
I need an explanation game.
I will tell you this.
That ties in. Remember,
when you get those power-ups and you hear that dee 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 dee. It is pretty satisfying.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
It is. It feels really good.
But then you
so
start
eating
to
a sandwich.
So then eating a sandwich is very satisfying.
Yeah. So satisfying.
A lot of pepper. I put a lot of pepper on my sandwiches.
You never have enough
That's
pepper.
Good information.
Time's yours, Rory.
Pepper.
That's
and oregano.
News you can
pepper
use.
Pepper and oregano. Oh, this is breaking news. We got breaking news.
I put a lot of pepper on my sandwich. Damn it, I couldn't get it out.
Jesus.
The last area in Metroid, I actually really love. I think it's one of the best last areas in an NES game.
Now, does it separate itself from the rest of the game? I never got that far.
There is
clowns everywhere.
Other clowns.
The music turns to circus.
They wrap humans in cotton candy and suck their blood like color clowns.
No, the music is incredibly creepy, and there's no exploration. It's all linear, all going to the last area.
The Contra.
To the mother brain.
To the
mother brain.
Which is a very underwhelming boss.
Yes.
She don't do anything. You just.
Is there any explanation as to why the mother brain is what it is, or why it's there, or how it became?
I believe
the main boss in
that
this fucking
thing
slog?
is controlling. It's like the main computer. It's controlling everything.
All the bad guys.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
that room is fucking up. The mother brain isn't anything to write home about, but the room that you're in is a bitch. But it's a one part. It's a good difficult.
Yeah.
This is something actually, if you're playing this game, if you've decided to play this game and you're playing it on an emulator and you've decided to use save states, you should know that.
Use a lot.
No. There's areas that you have to, it's kind of like the thing in Mega Man.
Yes.
There's walls that you have to
blast.
There's walls that you have to blast through. Now, if you die and you go back, those walls are gone. But if you keep save stating, those walls are still going to be there, and it's going to make your life miserable. So be wary of that. But
Jesus.
Very nice.
A good belch there, man.
Anyway.
So are we gonna rate this game?
We could do
that. With a what? With grades?
Well, you know what? Since we did the NES Super NES games, why don't we rate this game
like
a 1 to 5?
One to five?
Yeah, right. 5 being the best. one being the worst.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I would give this game, because of its influence, a 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you talked it up, like how much you liked it for so long, and you gave it a 3.
I'm a hard
grader.
Do you know how grading works?
Huh? Didn't like it.
Oh, he didn't? It sounded to me like he talked it up pretty good.
Oh, no, I think the game has a lot of faults. I didn't think when they made it, they knew where it was going to go.
Even but still, I thought 3 was high for you.
It did a lot. Wow. It did a lot. It was like, it was setting a level.
Right. Okay.
So I give it a 3.
Well, that's true. It was totally different for its time.
Well, I'm looking at it
when
now.
It came out.
Yeah.
That's true. Going back to it, forget it.
Yeah,
it's hard to rate things sometimes because, yeah, then it was pretty important. Well, I mean, not important, but then it was.
No, I think you're right. I think it was revolutionary.
Now it's like, you know, so it's hard to say looking at it today what grade it's hard to say. I will say for the stepping stone that it was, to give it that much credit, at least, I give it a 1.5.
Okay. Rory.
I give it a 1. I don't care for it at all.
He doesn't like, Roy doesn't like debut games. I mean, Mario 1, you know, he likes Mario 2.
That's true. He does have a history.
Yeah, but I mean, Roy has an absolute, like, I'll argue with Roy on Mario 1, but he's totally got a point with this one. Based on, like you said, you gave it a 1.5.
I might give it a half. I'm giving it an extra 1 on account of what came after it.
Based on the way that it looks, based on the way that, like, the claustrophobicness.
Yeah.
That I feel from it.
Arachnophobia.
The lack of an in-game map.
John Goodman.
I'm going 2.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. I would go 2.
I had a hard time finding joy in it. I know, Rory, it's your turn. Oh, you already read it.
That's 1. What she said!
Oh. I played it with save states and everything, and I couldn't
bored.
Muster. Just so bored. And I couldn't find the motivation to finish it, even with that.
And like you were saying, where the series went from this, you know, I think it was an important game. It was like one of those things when we talk about the N64, like it had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this game had to happen.
Right.
And it was different for 1986. It was different.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back to it, don't even bother.
Yeah.
Unless you are a Metroid hardcore fan and you want to see where the series started, go for it.
Right.
But honestly, if you just want to play a good game, don't bother. Go to Super Metroid.
Yeah, I give it a high rating only because of that fact.
All right.
All right. It's that time again. High atop Eastern Road.
This was a long one.
Long episode.
It was. Hopefully it's enjoyable. We don't know.
We were very hot.
We'll see what the people think.
Yeah, it's warm in here.
Absolutely. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, at Twitter, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at emulatethis@outlook.com. Send us your love mail. Send us your hate mail.
No.
Send us money.
Send it all.
Send us cash.
No. Send it all. We like the attention.
Send
we don't care if it's good or bad.
No, I don't want to hear. You don't read the mails.
Only Mike reads the mails.
I don't read the mails.
I read the mails.
You don't read the mails!
You don't read the mails.
The postmaster. Bye.